The fallout from Fastlane. Ring of Honor's Kelly Klein joins us. Plus, we talk about wrestling. It's the Shining Wizards. And I didn't have anything ready for this. There we go.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant-EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
I'm BJ Whitmer, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
I have a small dick.
God damn! Woo!
We are back. We are live on the Rant, episode 415, Kevin.
Oh, boy.
How do you feel about that? I feel in the new Studio B.
I feel amazing.
Kevin's hit the jackpot.
I feel amazing because of this gem.
That's a fucking awesome shirt, isn't it?
It's a medium.
I know. They're all... I think everything except the American Nightmare is a medium.
Oh, Brutus the Barber beefcake shirt. Oh, I'm gonna be the hit of. I'm gonna be the belle of the ball.
Kevin reaps the benefits of people who don't pick up their Christmas gifts.
Wait, what'd you say?
You reap the benefit of people who don't pick up their Christmas gifts.
Oh, that's right. That's where these are from.
Well, I would rather have them go to somebody who's gonna wear them.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna wear this tomorrow.
I gotta fix this.
Yes, I don't want to take away from the fact that we are in Matt. The brand new Studio B.
Yeah, brand new Studio B. Oh, sorry. This is...
What are you doing? Little trouble over there.
Yeah, we're figuring things out. This is like it's like a makeshift studio right
It's
now.
Awesome.
Oh, shit.
This is better than most podcast studios.
Thank you. Absolutely. I didn't put the fire on for you. I apologize.
Well, you know what? It's something to work for. You got to start small, and then it can only get better from here.
I might. My allergies are killing me.
All right.
They're literally killing me.
What are you allergic to?
Everything, I think. I didn't have allergies as a child. Mm-hmm. And then as I got like adult allergies.
Since you moved to the burbs?
No, not since I moved to the burbs.
Is that what it is?
I live across the street from a football field, and Kevin texted me, and he's like, I think this Uber driver is not bringing me to the right place because there's a football field and a park.
Well, here's the thing, Matt. You're familiar with the area. For those who might not be familiar with Jersey, there's Morristown, Morris Township,
yes.
Morris Plains, whatever, all this stuff. So I had to triple check to make sure I put in Morristown in my Uber. Because you made it seem like you were a lot close to the center of town, but the Uber driver took me through the sticks.
He took you the back way
to get here.
Technically, this is Morris Township.
That's what I was worried about.
But my zip code is Morristown. So we've been dealing with a lot of male issues.
What about female issues?
No, I have no female issues, thank God.
Some male issues, though. You might want to go to Blue Chew for that.
Yeah, bluechew.com. There you go. Free plug. They didn't pay us for that.
Because we're not important enough for them to do so.
We are not important enough. But we're back another Tuesday night. Hopefully you're listening to us live on the Rant. If not, you've downloaded this in podcast form. Kelly Klein, the gatekeeper. She's calling
boy.
In tonight. A big weekend of wrestling ahead of us. But let's not forget the weekend that just passed. First and foremost, Kevin... I know some WrestlePro stuff.
What?
I know a couple things, but I have questions. So.
Okay.
So, Kevin, WrestlePro was Saturday, right?
Yes.
At the Railway Rec Center. How was your comedy thing?
I didn't do it.
Oh, they didn't let you do it?
I didn't want to do it. It would not have worked well.
Okay, fair enough. But would know better because you're you do the comedian stuff.
Because like the whole point of the Wawas for those, again, this is just an award show for the talent of WrestlePro, where they give awards for best match, rookie, this and all that. But they have me go up and I roast the shit out of all of them. And to me, it didn't make sense to do that in front of a live crowd where they'd have to go out later on and actually wrestle.
That makes sense.
So, like, how am I going to, like, if I'm going to shit on this guy and then he has to go out and get a pot, like, it just didn't seem right to
me. And you're
going to
see, you know, like, Nikos Ricos and Anthony Bones laughing next to each other while you're making fun of him.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I get it.
Yeah. So,
try to keep the kayfabe alive.
But I did work, though.
I understood.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very sexy ring girl.
I was the best ring girl. Not one piece of gimmick got lost. Everything went right to the back.
So how did this, usually you do like the music and the Tron, right?
Yeah. Well, that hasn't been like that for a while.
Okay. I'm well, long overdue for my yearly WrestlePro show.
Right.
Well, what was the last one I was at? The one with the Hardy Boys and Ryback.
Oh my God.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Dude. No, I get it. No, listen, it's just, that's a long time ago.
It'll be 2 years this November if I don't make it back.
And they got you'll have your chance this WrestleMania week because they have a show like every night.
There's a lot of shows. Yeah. I took off Friday night and Saturday and Sunday.
All right, wow.
So we'll see where we land.
I'm excited though. I took off for the Wednesday because that's their funny money show.
Right?
And then
Thursday
I'll do
is that.
That's a Wednesday. And then I'll
right, but then Thursday is the
Impact
one,
so
right?
I'll be at that as well.
And then is there one Friday?
Yeah, there's that. There's WrestlePro versus Chaotic. WrestlePro versus Chaotic. There's WrestlePro versus CZW. Maybe Chaotic's not a thing. I'm pretty sure
that was
a thing.
So much fucking wrestling on WrestleMania.
But WrestlePro versus CZW is definitely a thing. Anyway.
Okay, so yes, Ring Girl.
Ring Girl. Sexy. Sexy. No, it was cool. It's a different experience. It was fun having a weird little, it was a fun show, man.
Yeah.
Like, not just being a Homer guy, but like, if you go back and watch on Fight TV, or if, I'm sure the guys, as the days pass, they'll post the videos of the matches. And it was, again, it was another show that was predominantly, just the boys.
It was all WrestlePro,
the boys,
right?
And girls.
It
yeah.
It
was pretty much, I mean, LSG is WrestlePro, but he's the one that he's Ring of Honor.
Right.
And he ended
but
up.
Usually, there's like they used to do like a John Morrison.
Yeah,
or
no,
Ryback,
this was all them,
all WrestlePro. So I know LSG won the ladder match for the
medallion on the spot title shot.
I know Nikos Ricos retained with the help of the Graysons, which I think is awesome.
That's a good stable. And what's her name?
Girl is.
She's a student.
Girly
Veronica.
Girly girl face.
What's that?
Girly girl face.
Girly girl face.
Looking broad. And then I saw a picture of like KM and Fala holding the tag titles.
Yes.
Shenanigans.
Ref bump. Another ref came in, counted. The original ref said no DQ.
Okay.
So, I mean, no comma DQ, not no DQ. No, it was a DQ.
No
the
holds
belts
part,
don't change hands. No, not no holds barred. We're not Gettleman here.
All right. That's good.
We don't have to go through everything.
And Matt McIntosh won
the gold. Dope, duh.
I was going to say world title, but
it's the gold championship, which is, I guess,
the world title, right?
It's like they're to me, it's the equivalent of ECW.
He's like the top guy.
He's a top guy.
And then like Nikos Ricos is like, the IC champion type of deal.
I would see, even make it like when RVD was the TV champion.
Okay.
So it's like you have your one and your 1A, basically. Okay. To me.
Okay. I dig. And so, who are the tag champs?
Team España, former guest of the show.
Okay, nice. Very good. All right, cool. Good show.
Greg Steele had a good moment with the
big deal.
The big deal with TJ Crawford. Yeah, it was a fun show. The crowd was into it.
A lot of people. Nice. Very good. Very good. And you had a good time?
I had a great time. And then went out. See, I went in there with like a 12-pack of beer, just ready to hang out, no responsibilities anymore. Then Ref Andre, he's like, hey. he was like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. He's like, do you want to be ring girl? I was like, but I was like, you know what?
Let's yeah, but then you got to sit right ringside for the whole show.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was weird though, because it was my first time doing it. So I wasn't sure, like, do I get up and walk to them and get the shit? do I just wait for them to drop it and then run around like a little squirrel and pick it up on my way like peanuts or acorns in the forest and run away?
Did the guys have fun with you? Did they throw shit?
Justin Carino did. My dear good friend, Gigolo Justin, threw his fucking rhinestone sweaty robe right in my fucking face. And I sat next to him at the waiting room after. I totally forgot about it. And it hurt. Like, it hurt my face. Dude, because those things are heavy, man. Like, did you ever try to pick up, like those leather vests or those Ric Flair-type robes that the heavenly bodies wear? It was heavy. He threw it right in my face.
Wow.
So, but other than that, he was just, it's a rib, bro. That's
all right, bro.
That's all it was.
But and at the waiting room afterwards was a good time?
Yeah. It was fine.
You had a fucking weekend, huh?
I'm still not recovered.
No?
But I'm trying.
Did you go to work yesterday?
No.
Good for you. So yeah. WrestlePro was a huge success Saturday night.
I would say so, yes.
And they have like 100 shows WrestleMania week. God bless anyone's heart that's going to come in for WrestleMania and try and do
everything
as much as you possibly. God bless you.
Like, it's so tough to even try to. Like, I'd rather not go to anything than try to pick and choose what to do.
Because so
just
many options.
The hassle of picking and choosing seems to be way more effort than actually going to the shows.
I think I would have anxiety.
FOMO.
No, not FOMO. I like to be early. I mean, we've gone to wrestling shows. Yeah. We get there fucking 2 hours early.
Yeah. Well, we get to the bar before that 2 hours early.
That's another thing that happens.
Yeah.
I like to be early for everything. So the fact that I would have to worry about if I was I was hyped for CZ WrestlePro, but I was in Brooklyn for like a noon show and I had to get back to Jersey by like 5 and like, what if the trains aren't running? What if the show, like, that would. And I got there late, and I missed, like, an opening match. I would get, like, anxiety over that, and I wouldn't enjoy it. Like, I'd be, like, a nervous wreck. Like, I'd be like, I got to leave in the middle of this main event.
It would stink.
But, I mean, they're trying to do every, you know, there's the Midtown is where the WrestleCon is, and they're doing all the shows there. And then White Eagle Hall in Jersey City, they're doing a ton of shows there. I know Janelle's doing both spring break shows there, and I think Blackcraft is there.
And the one show that the night one of spring break I wanted to go to, that was supposed to be a late show, and they moved it to 8 o'clock, and now I can't go to it anymore. And then Saturday night, obviously, we'll be at Madison Square Garden for G1. What is it? Supercard? What's it called? Supercard of Honor? Supercard?
Yeah, Supercard of Honor, right?
Yeah. G1 Supercard.
G1 whatever. Supercard. No honor.
No honor. So I'm excited for that. And then, of course, WrestleMania is WrestleMania.
Yeah. Did you find out if you're going yet?
I followed up on it. I probably won't know until week of.
All right, cool.
And I am not worried if I don't get to go.
Right.
Because that's like the longest day of all days if you really want to go for everything.
Yeah, of course. There's like a tailgate party, and then there's like the pre-show and all the other
rigmarole. It's a seven-hour show, man.
It's a long, long
day. But then again, at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, when's the next time it's going to be here again? Like, am I going to be young enough to enjoy a WrestleMania here again? Like, we're probably looking at least another maybe 6 to 10 years, maybe, if it comes back.
I mean, I feel like it's in the rotation. I mean, the other one was six years ago.
Yeah, but at that point, I'll be like, what? I'm going to throw it out there.
Please.
Be like 42. Am I going to want to go to a WrestleMania? Does Tony want to go to WrestleMania?
She said, what? She said, yeah.
And Tony's said, no. 50.
Tony, just be ready. If you still plan on coming up here Friday for the Ring of Honor show, the pay-per-view.
That 9 o'clock starts a killer.
He's going to ruin it.
He's going to sleep here. He's going to ruin your couch. That's a late night for him.
Hey, look, man, he's got to get out. He's got his little booger kid is sick.
I'm the booger kid.
He's got his,
and I'm coming to get you.
Yeah, I feel like he never gets out.
I don't think he does.
I think today would have been perfect for him because he would have been so annoyed. Like, his whole day was just, like, full of anger that, like some of his – when we go over our Ring of Honor picks, some of his references that I have over here on his picks are completely wrong.
Meaning – wait. Speaking of picks, I don't know We still have plenty of time until she calls in. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought we were up against the
No,
the
we're
clock
good.
Already.
We have about half an hour before Kelly Klein joins us, the gatekeeper. But his picks are here's what it's going to be, Kevin. It's going to be a me and you race the whole year. Because he's just taking chances.
I don't know what the tally was from Fastlane.
The tally is right at the top of your page right there. So in parentheses is what we are, where we are, and next to our names is what we did for Fastlane on Sunday. We did not, because the WWE changed everything last minute. We didn't do the Joe match.
See, I think we should keep the Joe match and just make that the U.S. title match. But
it wasn't even announced for the show.
All right, so then we can't do the Kofi and the bar match either, then.
No, that's not in the
– okay, that's – I wanted to ask you guys that, but –
the stuff that they added that we couldn't
– So if we all had Joe, we don't count that?
If we all had Joe, we would have won, but we all didn't –
did not have Joe.
The match – there was no U.S. title match for Fastlane.
Oh, that's right. It was Mysterio Andrade. Okay, and then –
And then I was trying to – and Tony started like – fucking texting.
Yeah, I kept seeing like
dude, no, I'm like, I don't want any spoilers. And he was like, they're making everything like a fucking four-way. It worked out. So Fastlane Sunday. Tony and Kevin went 7-1. And I went 8-0.
That's awesome, by the way. That's huge for everyone. You especially, obviously.
I was surprised you went Shinsuke Rusev. That's the only one you lost.
I thought I picked New Day.
No, you picked Shinsuke Rusev.
Maybe just to be different? Did you guys both pick New Day?
I picked New Day, yeah.
Because I kind of wanted New Day. I remember thinking about this, but I can't go through the amount of text messages. I can't go scroll all the way back up to see who I checked anymore.
And Tony, he keeps slipping and slipping. If he had gone Boston Hug like he wanted to last week, he would have done an 8-0 too. You only have a 2-game lead on me right now.
That's what I'm saying. You're probably going to kill me with the Ring of Honor show.
Tony's definitely not going. He has no idea when we get to picks. It's hysterical. It's absolutely hysterical. Fastlane as a whole, what did you think?
I loved it. And I'm sorry, I just can't remember. There was one thing that I didn't like, and I don't remember what it was off the top of my head.
We'll break it down. What grade would you give it?
B plus to A minus.
Right, I gave it a solid B. I really enjoyed the show. I didn't see the pre-show.
Fuck. I did. Yeah, I did. I did. I did see the pre-show because there was supposed to be the Andrade Mysterio match was supposed to be on the pre-show.
Right.
So I was waiting for that second match because I kind of skipped through the talking and just waited for the wrestling on the pre-show. Right. So I didn't notice that. But I love the I liked the tag match. I liked just about everything on the show. I just wish I can't remember. Right, I even like the Elias stuff.
So they start the show open with, because I rushed home from work. I work Sunday night, and then I was all about the WWE Network with the fast forward function. And then I got like 3 hours in, and it just kind of stopped fast forwarding.
So you caught up?
I don't think I did though.
You had to have.
I finished watching the pay per view like quarter after midnight, so I didn't catch up.
Okay.
I don't think I caught up. I didn't mind, though. The Usos versus Shane McMahon and The Miz, I really enjoyed that.
I did, too. But I did not see that ending coming.
No, I didn't think...
Everyone expected The Miz to be heel.
Of course, because you're so used to...
But now let me ask you this, though. They were in Cleveland, right?
Yes.
So he obviously got the babyface reaction.
Yeah, well, they have been babyfaces, him and
right. Shane. But now, if they go to... like Tupelo, Mississippi, are people going to boo Shane McMahon and cheer The Miz?
Maybe.
Or if they go to New York or Boston or Sacramento, are they going to boo The Miz and or cheer The Miz and boo Shane?
I don't know. It's hard to say because everyone has – The Miz has been your favorite for years.
Oh, yeah.
Heel or face, you're cheering for
him. He's my guy.
Just like – and I don't want to get ahead of us, but on Raw Monday night when Ronda came walking out like she had to shit, like that's how I walk when I have to take a shit.
You love her.
I love heel Ronda, but there they cut to the crowd, and there's people with rowdy Ronda Rousey signs. Like, maybe they just are still just fans of her? Like, I don't think it –
I think that her her promo stuff has actually fallen off since she turned heel. I think the more aggressive she tries to be, the worse her promos come off.
Who cut a worse promo Monday night? Her or fucking spit and stay, say Batista? Fucking spit.
Give me what I want.
Give me what I want.
Give me what I want.
Fucking spitting.
You know what I want. You know what I want. That was almost McMahon-esque, but you know what I want, Hunter. You know what I want. That was the weirdest promo I ever heard. All you had to, why didn't you just say,
I want you at WrestleMania.
Like you beat up Ric Flair, I thought, for this. And Triple H had no problem with fighting you that night. So I'm pretty sure he'd be okay with fighting you at WrestleMania. So that whole thing was weird.
But I don't want. Let's not get ahead of
ourselves. We can do whatever. Listen, this is our show. We can do whatever.
It is our show, but I want to make sure we cover fat. Look, I've been watching. I've watched Raw like the last 4 weeks.
Oh.
All right. I watched Fastlane. I've been watching SmackDown.
Mm.
I've been watching a lot of wrestling. USA is on. Benson is there.
Yes, with her stepbrother.
Yeah. But, you know, SmackDown's going to come on. We're going to find out why Shane McMahon did what he did.
Why?
It's kind of a dick movie. Beat the shit out of The Miz, too.
They're going to be like, give me what I want.
And I thought Miz's dad was hopping the rail.
He did end up just to, like, get. Yeah.
I thought it was going
to
be.
Dude, all right.
What?
I read something from my dear good friends over at PW Insider during their coverage of the show. Do you think we will get? This is not my idea. I don't think we will.
Oh boy!
Do you think I know where you're going? Do you think you know where I'm going with this? Do you think we get?
Oh, I'd love that.
The Miz and his dad versus Vincent Shane at WrestleMania. This is not mine. All credit goes to, I forget, it was either Mike Johnson, Richard Triunfo, or David Scherer. One of them did it.
No. No. The Miz's dad looks like a bowling ball.
Did you ever watch South Park?
I haven't watched South Park in a long time. Randy Marsh?
No. There was a child character.
Butters?
No. When, like, Timmy and Jimmy would go to, like, special camp.
Okay.
And there was like a bully with his like bigger bully. Like there was supposed to be a playoff, like 1930s gangsters. Like they were trying to like, and he'd be like, get him Bugs. I got to show you a picture and we'll put it on Facebook and you'll see exactly, or Instagram, and you'll see exactly, who it is. It was just, he had like red hair. He was, I don't have the Wi-Fi yet here. That's what we probably should have done first.
Oh yeah. But, well, I'll send it over to you.
No worries. If anyone knows what I'm talking about, there's the little kid with the glasses and the red hair. If you just like Facebook or Google Prince of Pro, my man, that's who the Miz's dad looks like. And his mom, I'm sure back in the day, was a smoke show.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Uso's best tag team in wrestling right now?
The Hardys are back.
I don't know if the Hardys are the best tag team in wrestling.
Well, I mean, you got Hawkins and Ryder.
Fair enough. I really enjoyed the Usos, Shane McMahon. What did you think of the Asuka Mandy Rose match?
Oh, with the Sonya Deville stuff?
Yeah, Sonya Deville looked like fire. She looks awesome. I know she's a.
She was always hot. Even from Tough Enough, she was. Yeah, we know what she is.
Scissor me, Xerxes.
Yeah. But she's still a smoke show. She's from Jersey, the Jersey Devil.
Yeah. I thought that was very interesting, and I really...
We said that so condescending, like we don't appreciate the Les. We love the Les.
Sure.
All of them.
Everyone. Rights to everybody.
Yep. All inclusive. We're like the Balor Club.
Yeah. You can be Balor Club.
Why can't we be... We're all inclusive.
Like Balor.
Balor Club is for everybody.
Ah, fucking...
Hockey is for everybody.
NWO is for everybody. There you go.
All right.
I don't want to see them break up Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
Well, I thought Mandy Rose for a second was, I thought they were going to win the belts in that chamber match.
Tag titles, yeah.
Because I thought that they had, like, plans for Mandy. They do. They have to have plans for Mandy.
Yeah, does it involve fucking Corey Graves squeegeeing off the desk after he blows his load?
He blows his load for everybody.
He's the fucking worst.
Thank you.
He's the fucking worst. Him, Renee Young was garbage Sunday night. My wife. She was on the couch and she was watching with me. And there was one point where Renee Young was like, I asked Tony to send me the fucking drops. He sends me every drop except the Renee Young one.
The one that we've been using consistently every week?
Yeah. Yeah. He sends me the Darby Allin liner. He sends me a whoo. That it sounds exactly like his kid. I agree with you 100%.
I thought it was his kid.
But he doesn't send me that zigzag, zigzag, zigzag. You sound like a retard. She sounded awful Sunday night on the pay-per-view. She sounded worse on Monday Night Raw.
Such a shame, too, because I had such high hopes for her. I really thought she was great when she started.
Did you feel like there was a lot of filler on the pay-per-view with Elias?
I didn't hate the Elias stuff.
I didn't hate it. It's just weird because it's a pay-per-view. Pay-per-view, network special, whatever you want to call it. Like, why is there so much filler?
Maybe just to keep him relevant? I don't know. I honestly don't know. That's a damn good question. You would never have seen that. Actually, that's not true, because you got promos on pay-per-views before.
Yeah. How'd you feel about The Bar and Kofi?
I thought it sucked for Kofi. I think they're not doing the best. I think at the end of the day, I think we're going to get what we all want. I think we're all going to get Kofi winning the title at Mania. I just don't think it's the best way to get there.
You don't like the story? The odds are always stacked against him? And
I just think that taking him out of the match was a mistake to me. And then having him, like, we always say, like, how many times, like, you could have just done the one thing. And, like, I want him to have his match at Mania, and I'm not articulating this well at all, but how many times can you let a guy get screwed before the fans just stop caring? Like, that's where, like, at the main event, or not the main event, but in the title match, that's why they didn't accept Mustafa Ali, because they wanted Kofi. And now, in a month, will they want Kofi again?
Absolutely.
I agree, but it's a gamble.
What are you going to... That's the risk you take, though.
I don't know.
Because you're getting a genuine reaction out of the crowd.
But that doesn't... Again, this might be a different point altogether, but diminishes what Mustafa Ali...
Does it, though? Because if you go back and watch... Mustafa Ali shined.
He was great, and he is great.
He shined like a star. All right.
So did they end... remind me, did they end up taking to him instead of the We Want Kofi? Because they booed him.
They booed him.
He got the Mysterio entering number 40 in the Rumble.
Sure, he got the, what, Batista entering?
Yeah.
Or whoever came out 30 that year.
Well, that was the same Rumble. Batista won, but Mysterio came out 40.
30. The one where they wanted Brand.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The last. He came out last. Yeah.
But it worked out. I think the storytelling that the WWE is doing right now is the best it's been in a very long time. And maybe that's just because it's WrestleMania season. But you can't help but think it's the people who have their hands in the pot now.
Well, they made a lot of changes recently in terms with their producers and with their creative team. So it whether or not – who are we to say whether or not that has anything to do with it, but – it is WrestleMania season. They tend to put their best foot forward, even though up until maybe last night, it hasn't been that great to me, the booking. But again, that's just me.
All right.
So, like, I was not looking forward to Fastlane. Like, if I had missed Fastlane, like, I would have been okay.
Yeah.
But
they did a lot of cool stuff with Fastlane. I like the stuff with the Bar and Kofi.
I didn't like that. That was the one thing I didn't like.
You didn't like that?
No, I didn't like that. That's what it was. That makes sense.
I thought it had, when I saw Cesaro pull Kofi up after he had him covered, I thought it had like weird spot where Kofi knocks Sheamus out of the ring and he rolls up Cesaro for the win. But man, they played it great. The New Day came out and fucking Rusev and Shinsuke were right behind him. Shinsuke Nakamura, main event at Wrestle Kingdom. Now he's in a tag team with fucking Rusev.
Listen, you know my feelings on Rusev.
Fucking A, man.
I told you.
Wrestling is a crazy world.
And Rusev was at one point going to be like the most over guy ever with Rusev Day, and now he's a heel again? How is that possible? I mean, I hate him regardless.
It was his U.S. Championship feud with Shinsuke.
And now they bonded over...
Yeah, they hate. They have hate for people. It's almost like, what was that terrible... faction he was part of?
Oh no, the League of Nations. Love that stable. That was the only time I actually liked. Actually, I didn't think he belonged in that. Now that I think about it, Sheamus, Barrett, Del Rio. Who else was there? One more? No, I guess it was Rusev.
That was it.
Rusev, just because he's so frumpy and short.
Frumpy and short
compared to the other guys.
All right, all you frumpy and short people out there.
I mean, I got no problem with frumpy and short people.
All right, fair enough.
Seem like you belong.
Where else do we go after that? The four-way for the U.S. Championship was awesome.
Very good. God, R-Truth is so good.
R-Truth is good. He's like fucking 50, bro.
At least.
That's crazy.
I love the stuff that he does, too. I love this. Have you noticed this? Everyone is doing, like, R-Truth is doing John Cena stuff.
Right.
Kevin Owens is doing a stunner.
Right.
And there's, who else is, there's one more that someone's doing something else, but it's kind of like, maybe that's it. Maybe it's just R-Truth and Kevin Owens, but I love the R-Truth doing the John Cena stuff because people love it.
Sure. And that's R-Truth has said that John Cena is his hero,
even though he's like a decade 20 years older than or, yeah. whatever it is.
Man, I loved it though. I love that there was no U.S. title match, and with all due respect to Andrade and Rey Mysterio Jr.
No, there wasn't. I mean, it was a U.S. title match.
Right. To begin with, though, there wasn't one. So they were going to give us Andrade and Mysterio again, which wouldn't have disappointed. But the fact that you sprinkled in Joe and R-Truth, I thought was awesome.
Whatever happened to the rumors of Sin Cara joining Andrade and Mysterio in like a three-man stable?
I have no idea. I didn't even know that was a thing.
That was a thing, possibly. But Sin Cara coming back. They were supposed – they're at least the talk was pairing the three of them – or it's not really a pair when there's three of them, but pairing them all up together as some sort of group. I don't know.
Oh, it beats me. What else was there? There was the championship match, like we talked about. The overwhelming support for Kofi was through the roof. I think Mustafa Ali shined. Daniel Bryan looked great. Kevin Owens looks great. It's nice to see Kevin Owens back.
This guy is, I just found his retro figure. And I don't know. He has like a bunch of them.
He has two.
He has two. I found the one that says Fight Owens Fight.
Okay, yeah.
Which is that? Is that? That's the first one, I think.
I think so, too.
It's weird. I couldn't believe it. I found that in the old Target.
There you go.
In Rahway or in Clark.
So that was awesome. Daniel Bryan retained. Eric Rowan helped. When did they make triple threats? No DQ, no count out. It's always been that way. Mm-hmm. All right, just checking.
Yep,
just checking. What did you think of Charlotte and Becky?
I thought it was fine.
Okay,
Matt, it's been It's been a long weekend. I watched this at. On a hangover after the West Orange St. Patrick's Day parade at 9:30. I woke up for this to watch this pay-per-view earlier than I wake up for work. So I woke up for this pay-per-view, watched it, kind of was in and out for a little. I think this was one of the times I was a little in and out. But I didn't hate it because I liked the finish with Ronda coming out, calls it a DQ, so Becky gets in.
Yeah, no, I liked the finish too. It was a slow plotting. Charlotte talking shit the whole time. Becky couldn't do anything. I liked it.
I still don't like that it's a triple threat match. A Mania.
It's good.
I mean, you got to. I get it, but I just don't like it. I think Becky and Ronda would have been perfect by themselves.
What makes you think that? There's a
Charlotte Oscar. There's not a lot of time. You say that there's not a lot of time left.
Yeah, but I mean, 3 weeks. I don't mind the triple threat because we're still not getting that Becky. Ronda, well, one-on-one?
If Ronda's gone after Mania, then...
Is she gone?
I don't know.
She's not fucking going anywhere.
I have no idea.
Hope she's not going to get pinned, and she's going to lose the title. Then she's going to disappear for 6 months. Then she's going to come back at, like, SummerSlam.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And then she's going to come back at SummerSlam, and she's going to chase Becky, and then WrestleMania next year, that's when we're going to get Becky and Ronda.
Unless she's Prego.
She shouldn't be in the ring then.
Well, she's not Prego now. But she wants to be Prego.
Yeah, well, I want to be the fucking king of Afghanistan.
Yeah, but it's a lot easier for her to get Prego than it is for you to be the king of Afghanistan.
Do you know her genetics?
Are there kings in Afghanistan?
Sure, they send me emails all the time. Yeah, you don't know about them and the Nigerian princes? They always want money.
All right, I didn't know there was an Afghan prince or a king. I thought it was just a, you know... Big-time guy.
I'm just spitballing. I don't know. There might be. There might not be.
I know there's a king of, like, Saudi Arabia, right?
Sure. Isn't that a thing? Yes, there's a king of Afghanistan.
All right. He's going to be our guest next week on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
We could only be so lucky if the king would make a couple minutes for us.
Ah, you've earned it.
And then the last time we will ever see the Shield, they're really fucking hammering that home, huh?
They got to.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
They got
I liked
t-shirts
Seth Rollins
to sell.
Cursing.
What's that?
I like Seth Rollins cursing.
What did he say?
Before they blast triple power bombed Baron Corbin, he said one last fucking time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and they had to beep
it out. I missed that.
They had to beep it out in the replay. So that was fun.
Listen, the show was great. I think SmackDown and Raw now reminds me of what it was. Like, I'm more excited to see the guys on SmackDown, but the guys on Raw tend to have, like, the more star power. Like, they put the more emphasis on them. But, like, I mean, we'll go to Raw. Like, when Shelton Benjamin showed up on Raw, I went through the roof.
Yeah.
I was excited.
No, it was, look, Raw, the thing with the Shield last night to start off Raw was super weird. I just felt like it was like their farewell, but they didn't really say. It just was weird.
Well, I think they wanted to move as quick as possible off the Shields and into their own stuff for Mania.
Sure, I get it, but it was just like they were hyping it like the farewell to the Shield. They didn't really say like goodbye. Like Roman made like some crack that Dean's got like other things to do, but you never know what he's gonna do because he's crazy.
I just hate that they totally. I was hoping that the two of them would beat the shit out of Dean. Just cause, like there's been heel turns, like Rollins turned, Ambrose turned. I feel like Dean Ambrose's turn was the most egregious, like unforgivable turn you could do.
Right,
and the fact that they just got him back because, oh, that's Dean. He's a psychopath. He's a nut job. He's still our friend. We love him. Yet he wished like ill will, like, of the worst kind, like cancerous ill will on Roman Reigns. And now all of a sudden they're back to being friends again.
Anything to
sell some merch and sell some tickets.
Dude, it's crazy that they debuted in 2012.
That is nuts.
Right?
That is, yeah. I guess, what, did they put Ryback through a table then?
Yeah, Survivor Series. They helped CM Punk beat Ryback.
Man. Remember how fucking big of a star Ryback was for like 6 months?
God, what a disaster. It's fucking crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, they keep like hyping that Ambrose is leaving to the point where I kind of don't believe it now.
I still believe it. I don't know why I still believe it. I haven't, like, nothing has changed. Like, nothing has come out like the dirt sheets to make me, like, believe it or not believe it.
I just think they talk about it so, like, every single time he's on the screen. Well,
maybe it's because, like, listen, he's going to be gone. This is your last chance to see the Shield. Let's milk it out of them. Like, milk everything. Like, he was a heel. He put over Ambrose. And he was a face. He put over Drew McIntyre, put over this and that. Now he's a heel. Now Rollins has to go over him, this and that. But oh, now he's a babyface again. Let's have someone's gonna
Shield reunion last week. It was a feel good moment. Seeing them like come out of the crowd was cool.
Yeah, it's always fun.
It's great, but now it's just like
now. I think we're gonna get the old. What I thought for a while was that Dean, as soon as I heard that he was gonna leave, would be like Dean Ambrose would get, you know, like the Kevin Nash treatment to The Undertaker, where they build this big matchup between Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose, and Roman Reigns beats him, and then Dean Ambrose rides off into the sunset.
That'd be something. Kelly Klein joining us in a few minutes.
The gatekeeper.
Do we want to do a little back after this before Kelly Klein calls
in? Want to do a back after this?
So we could roll through, because we got a lot to cover. We still got Monday Night Raw we got to talk about.
That's right.
We got the Hall of Fame.
We got Ring of Honor picks.
The New Japan Cup, the first round is done.
Oh.
And the winner of that tournament goes on to face Jay White at the Supercard show. There's Jushin Thunder Liger.
Juju Smith-Schuster? Liger? Juju Smith-Schuster Liger.
He's retiring at the end of the year, so that's a pretty big deal. We got news and notes. Impact. I watched Impact this week.
Oh my god, you did!
It was the Dark War last week, Kevin.
I haven't watched Impact.
Exactly, the Dark War. Whoa!
I think I still have Twitch. Is it on Twitch on demand?
It is. It's on. They replay it Monday nights at 6 o'clock.
All right.
So you could do Impact.
I think I still have Twitch on this old phone.
You could do Impact.
I do.
Into Monday Night Raw.
It's pretty genius.
It is pretty genius.
Diabolical.
All right. I got to pee too.
So. Yeah. Back after this.
There you go. I got to pull up the commercials now because I'm rusty at this.
Back after this.
Back after this.
Back after this.
Back after this.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No, no, no. It's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B Plus Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
And before Kelly Klein joins us tonight, I want to take a minute to thank our Patreon supporters, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. We want to thank the following people for supporting us. We want to start with our friends, the authors of Pain, Anthony Rusinello, Danny Rusinello, Cindy Ardone, who had a great question last week, Ryan Arthur, of course, Kathy Hummer, where would we be without her in our lives, Manny Kratzel, Mike Martinella, Sean Toe, Sean Calejo, and William Mercer Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercer's hands. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. And if you want to be like these wonderful fine folks, go over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast and sign up. For as little as a dollar a month, you can support the podcast. And all that money goes to us so we can what? So we can give this show to you free every week.
I know, just the way you said it.
Comes us. We get a free show every week. It allows us to keep our equipment updated. It allows us to easily retain everything that makes us.
All right, we'll get back to that.
Joining us now on the Shining Wizards Hotline, she has an amazing amazing repertoire of submission moves. And if you've watched Ring of Honor Wrestling, you've seen her choke out, tap out many of Women of Honor this Friday night. She's going to become, in my opinion, the first two-time Women of Honor champion, the gatekeeper, Miss Kelly Klein. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. That's not an opinion, I don't think.
That's a fact.
That's fact.
We here at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast pride ourselves on the fact that we give the facts.
That's it.
We should change this podcast to the facts of life.
That's it.
Kelly, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you said you were going to step out of the dojo to make this interview happen. How's training going for this weekend?
It's going great. I have been at the dojo for many hours every day, and I've been here today so far for about, what time is it, 8? So I've been here for like 6 hours so far. So I'm working. We're all working.
Wow. I took like a 3-hour nap, and then I set up for the podcast. So clearly you're doing much better than I am.
Well, yeah. I don't think you need to justify it.
Yeah, we don't play around here.
No, that's absolutely true. And we talked to recently we had on Danny Cage, who I guess now is an integral part of that Ring of Honor dojo. How has that been going since he's been in the fold?
He is no longer part of Ring of Honor.
What? Is that real?
Yes, but I don't think that's our topic tonight.
No, it's not. I was literally just spitballing because you mentioned the dojo. I had no idea. All right, well, we can move on from that.
All right, our topic tonight, though, is this Friday night, Ring of Honor 17th anniversary. You and Owatani. This is the trilogy match. You beat her in the semifinals of the Women of Honor tournament. Sadly, she beat you at Bound by Honor in Miami a couple weeks ago. What's your mindset going into this match? Is this, I mean, the title, it means the world to you. If you watch the Ring of Honor videos, you admit it. You went into that match, you weren't ready, and she got the best of you that night. So what are you doing to prepare differently for this big match Friday night?
I went through a lot of different kind of stages, I guess, after that. Initially, I was just really shocked because I really did feel very confident going into that match as I did any other match. And even though she was a very capable competitor and opponent, I still went in there feeling I knew what I was getting ready to do. So I was really shocked, and then I was disappointed, but then I got really pissed, and I got into the dojo. I started, you know, looking at how I was training, when I was training. I rearranged my schedule just to be able to work on things that people haven't seen from me before, and prepare myself physically and mentally. You know, even though she really did have to pull out all the stops to get a 3 count on me, I know that she's going to come ready. She has to know that I'm coming for her. So I think that she is a seasoned enough competitor that, you know, she's probably got some things up her sleeve too. And I think that was my mistake before, was not just taking that for granted, not really taking that into consideration. That, you know, I'm working hard, and I've got, you know, some things in my back pocket, but so did she. So now I have to be a step ahead of her. I have to have more ready, and, you know, just go into that, stay focused, and, you know, keep my eye on that goal.
And it's, I'm not the biggest Iwatani fan.
Well, neither am I.
I'm a homer for Kelly Klein. I'm not going to lie. I love your in-ring work. And you've been a fighting champion. And, I mean, the street fight you had with Jenny Rose, all your battles defending the title, I mean, it's wear and tear. So it's not a surprise to see that she had to pull out all the stops to get the win. Two moonsaults. I mean, she really had to go into her bag of tricks to get the win. But I don't think that's happening this Friday. I think Kelly Klein walks out of Ring of Honor 17th anniversary two times.
You know, something that really pisses me off, too, is that it's like she thought that that was a foregone conclusion. She thinks she deserves it. And I think that she really thinks she's better than me. And, you know, I hope she thinks that. I want her to think that because I want her to think that she has this in the bag. And that's something that, you know, it pisses me off, but I'm going to use that to my advantage.
Let's get a little bit big picture here with Ring of Honor. With all the clearly this is maybe not a different Ring of Honor, but it's definitely a changed Ring of Honor that we've seen over the last couple of years. With the infusion of people like the Lifeblood, and you've been there a little longer. How integral do you feel that the Women of Honor division is playing into this new sort of Ring of Honor that we're seeing, and how important to you is the emphasis on this?
Well, this year will be my fourth year with Ring of Honor and Women of Honor. So the women are, of course, the center of my focus, and we are definitely an integral part of Ring of Honor, but we're going to start to see we've been really overlooked, and that's another thing that you know, I've been sort of simmering on, and that's maybe why I don't know, that's why I've sort of changed my approach and changed my attitude, because you know, just being a tough, aggressive competitor before wasn't cutting it. It wasn't making people take myself and the rest of the women seriously. That's why I'm the gatekeeper, because letting anybody be a part of it that isn't going to further us as a whole is not going to add any value. And I don't want them, because they don't help me, because it's bringing down everybody. It's bringing down the whole thing. And that's not what I'm interested in. I want everybody to stand up and take notice. And that's why people, maybe they think I go too far sometimes, but they notice it and they know that I'm serious. And that's what they need to see. They need to see how passionate and serious I am, because that's, you know, if I'm not passionate, I'm not going all the way, then why should they care? But that is how important it is to me. And that is why we are part of Ring of Honor. We are an integral part of Ring of Honor.
No, absolutely. And I think it's been a great addition to Ring of Honor, especially the likes of you, Deonna Purrazzo, Jenny Rose, Karen Q. I mean, the feud you and Karen Q had, unbelievable stuff. Really just a different flavor that Ring of Honor gives you. You can go to Ring of Honor, you can see a technical match, you can see a brawl, you can see the Women of Honor. It's just a great, great selection that they have there. Is it easy for you to look past Iwatani with the prospect of walking into Madison Square Garden at the Supercard show as the Women of Honor champion?
I've been saying for, you know, I don't know how long that I'm going to the Garden, and that's all I can do is if I don't believe that, then it, you know, won't happen. Yeah, that's something that I have been saying, and I mean it and I meant it. And that is definitely what I am, you know, planning on doing. But right now, it's not about looking past that. It's about getting to Friday and giving Mayu Iwatani what she has coming to her. You know, she embarrassed me. She took away something from me, and she thought she deserved it. So now I'm going to give her what she deserves.
You going to break her face?
I'm going to break a few things.
Nice. Like it. Sorry, I'm excited. I'm a big Kelly Klein fan.
Listen, what do you mean you are? Listen, with full disclosure, back when I believe you had your first opportunity, maybe not your first, but the opportunity at the Women's Ring of Honor, Women of Honor Championship, I was the one of the three of us that predicted you to come away with that. And I was completely right. So Matt might be on the front running bandwagon that you're going to get it back, but I was the day one Kelly Klein.
You're a believer.
I'm a true believer.
He's got the mouthpiece and everything.
That's right. There was no question there, man.
I mean, that's it.
The sheer panic on Kevin's face. We're talking to Kelly Klein at Real Kelly Klein on Twitter and Instagram. If you're not following her, definitely give her a follow. She's very active on social media. And if you are like a civil human being to her, she'll interact with you. Don't be a creep, though, because I'm sure, I mean, being a woman in the world of professional wrestling cannot be an easy task.
Being a woman in the world is trying, but, you know, maybe you guys don't know, but the ladies out there know. That's the stuff that makes us stronger. I mean, the stuff that we all put up with on a day-to-day basis, just trying to go get our groceries, is ridiculous. And that's how I've been, you know, living my life and, you know, just stepping it up. And I think we get to the point where we stop just putting up with stuff and, you know, smiling and trying to make sure everybody else is comfortable. And then what I've done is, I quit taking crap, and I started having a zero tolerance. And that started about 5 years ago, where that I just was over it in my life, in wrestling and everything. And that's when everything changed. I didn't care. I didn't care enough to worry about making someone else uncomfortable for standing up for myself and, you know, going after what was important to me and what I deserved and, you know, believing in myself. And that's, I hope that any woman who has not gotten to that point yet, who's still, you know, smiling and placating and trying to make sure that they don't make anyone else uncomfortable by pointing out what clearly ridiculous, disgusting behavior is being perpetrated toward them, I hope that they get to that point where they snap and they've got a whole tribe of people and a whole Camp Klein, you could say, behind them, who will support that and rally behind them.
You mentioned Camp Klein. What do you have to say about the people who kind of feel like you're just using them as a buffer so you don't have to, you know, get in the way or of Iwatani, that they're kind of there to take the attention away from you so you could maybe Pearl Harbor her?
No, those are people that I train with, and every good fighter and athlete is going to have a crew of people who can push you and challenge you and help you get better. And if other people don't have that, I can't imagine why they would choose not to. But that's something that I'm not gonna let any part of what I'm doing and what I could do to be the best I can, I'm not gonna let anything get by me.
That's,
I mean, we want to win, right? Do we want to win?
We want to win.
I feel like that's my fault
if other people aren't doing what they need to do. It's not important to them. That's not my problem. It's not important to me, man.
Yeah, I'm still just very, very scatterbrained from the first question I asked you, which was had nothing to do with anything and was completely awful. But I'm very much looking forward to this Friday night. We'll be watching you, the Gatekeeper. Talk about Ring of Honor as a whole and how much it means to you to be a part of this company. 17 years. This is kind of insane.
Yes.
Is there like anything that maybe like some of you guys talk about in the back and just like, wow, we're a part of something that has stood longer than, wow, a lot of businesses do?
I mean, I've gotten to do some really incredible things, work with amazing people who I looked up to. And they always say, you know, get to the point where the people that you look up to are the people who are your rivals or you're working with, your colleagues. And that's where I am now. So that's amazing. But it also is a testament to how hard I have worked and continue to work and everything I've been through, then having the opportunity to work in these just historic venues and towns, in front of these fans all around the world. That's the kind of stuff that I'll never get bored with.
I have to ask, since I was doing research before we interviewed you, tell us a little bit about the bearded lady thing.
I mean, what do you want to know?
I just feel
old
like it's
wrestling.
A weird...
I look wonderful with a beard. I've got amazing bone structure.
That's a good point.
I mean, you're
I really love it because it's it's a great example of if you do any kind of research on the history and the culture and the idea of the bearded lady. And there's actually one, who I think is a professor at NYU. And it's just really fascinating, just to look at how culture and beauty and strength and power are represented. And I think that's why that was a character that I gravitated so much toward and was so excited, to be a part of, and, really thinking about what in our culture and society represents strength and power and toughness, and, sort of turning that on its head.
Very good. Very good point. I couldn't agree more, actually. If anyone knows anything about Kelly Klein, they know she's a powerful, tough woman. Oh, yeah. This Friday night, Ring of Honor 17th anniversary show, she's going to become the first ever two-time Women of Honor champion as she takes
the title. I am, and you can still get some tickets on ROHWrestling.com, last I checked. So you've got the pay-per-view, and then the following night at our TV tapings, I will be, of course, continuing my tradition of having an open challenge for my championship belt.
That's right. Now, before we let you go, Kelly, there's a swell of independent women out there, great performers, amazing talents. Who is somebody on your radar that you want to get in the ring with and just kind of, you know,
test, you know, kind of just see what they got.
Test the water, see if they're up to your level.
Oh, well, I already know the answer to that. I mean, there are definitely some women I'd like to get in the ring with, but as far as, you know, seeing if someone's up to my level, that's, but Kylie Rae is somebody who I have never wrestled, and I see a really bright future for her. She needs to stop being so nice and maybe, you know, get a little bit more attitude. I think that would serve her well, but, you know, she's doing okay. So maybe I could knock the smile off her face and she'd be better for it.
Sounds like you're looking to do her a favor. I'm sorry, Kelly. One last question before we let you go. I know you're a busy woman. In my research for you, I found out that you like to sing. You win the Women of Honor championship Friday night. You go to a karaoke bar. What song are you singing?
We are the champions, my friend. We'll keep on fighting till the end. But obviously me, I am the champion. But, you know, for the sake of the song.
Well, we all win if you're the champion.
Everybody wins.
That's right.
Absolutely. Kelly, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Again, at the real, or no, not the, at real Kelly Klein on Twitter and Instagram. If you like cats, follow Kelly. She's always rocking some funny cat shirt, the Cat Rito, Cats in Space. Cat shirts are funny. I'm sorry. I don't care what anyone says.
Cats and banana peels. I don't know why. I don't care why.
Right? It doesn't make any sense, but it's adorable.
Doesn't matter.
So give Kelly a follow. Support her. Like I said, if you're not a complete douchebag on social media, you can interact with her. She's great at talking to her fans. She will choke you out if you're a dick to her, but...
Mm-hmm. Figuratively, but, you know, if I ever see you face to face.
That's right.
Be warned.
I'm nervous.
She's not going to choke you out. She might choke me out.
No, she might choke both of us
out. But it works out for everybody. I mean, honestly, the more people are ridiculous, the more entertaining it is for everybody else who's just along for the ride.
Listen, we are big fans, and we wish you the best this Friday, obviously. Matt, last things?
Kelly, it's been a pleasure. Anything you want to tell your fans before we let you get back to the dojo, beating up the bags, getting ready to rip Iwatani in half?
Yeah, I mean, everything is going to be on my Instagram and Twitter, at Real Kelly Klein. That is where I would love to be able to interact with my fans. And if you can get out to a live event, go to ROHWrestling.com. Check out when there are going to be events near you. Get some tickets, and I would love to meet you. If you don't see me out at the meet and greet, tell somebody to come get me. But I make it a habit. Don't tell anybody, but even if I'm not supposed to be on the meet and greets, I go out there anyway.
Nice. Sounds good. We'll make it a point to seek you out at the Garden on April 6th.
I will see you there. I will see you there.
We will see you, Women of Honor, first. And only two-time champion.
Beautiful.
Kelly, it's been a pleasure. Right. Thank you.
Hey, everybody,
so much.
Go get your I Am The Road t-shirts. There you go. That's what we need.
We
need to have a whole crew in the I Am The Road Kelly Klein t-shirts.
We'll do it. I'm in.
Get a whole section at the Garden.
Perfect.
I love it. Kelly, thank you so much again. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your night. We'll see you Friday
at the
Ring of Honor 17th anniversary show. Kelly Klein, everybody. Give her a follow at Real Kelly Klein on Twitter and Instagram. She's got a huge match Friday night at Ring of Honor in Sam's Town in Las Vegas. What's up, Kev?
That may have been the worst interview.
You think so?
That I've ever been a part of.
Why?
That I've ever participated in, perhaps.
Because that first question really threw you for a loop.
Really threw me for a loop. I did not know that.
I didn't know it either. But you check on the Twitter, and it seems like he's moved on to something else.
But that was just like 3 weeks ago. Or how long ago was it?
Things happen very fastly in the world of professional wrestling.
I'm sorry. Kelly Klein, if you're still listening, I'm sorry.
It wasn't an intentional thing. You didn't know.
I thought she was joking with me at first. That's why I was like, what? Is that real?
Hey, it is what it is, man. We could always reach out to Danny and get his side of the story if we need to. Or
I mean, there's probably no story. It was just me spitballing because he mentioned the dojo or she mentioned the dojo.
Sure. But it is what it is. You can't let that mess up your game, man.
This was a bad game. I screwed that up.
I don't think so.
I think it was pretty bad. For me. I think she was great. I think you were great.
She was amazing. Yeah. I don't think it was that bad.
I'm not going to forget this one.
You didn't know.
We all have times where we think that we don't do well when we have these guests on.
No, I understand. I understand the Matt Riddle interview hangs over my head every day.
This one is going to hang over me because it was Kelly Klein. Like she was like when I first saw her on Ring of Honor, I was a fan immediately.
Absolutely.
And then I have her on and I got like three questions in the hopper, ready to go, boom. But then she mentions the dojo and the first one I spit out is about that, and then I'm like not expecting the answer. I'm thrown off. It was a bad job by me.
Yeah, but it's not like you knew. It wasn't.
I should have recovered. I should have recovered better.
Could have recovered. It's not like when we had
I tried. I couldn't, my mind was all fuzzy.
It's not like when we had Tony ask what's her nuts, how Mike Quackenbush was doing. What's her name? What's her gimmick? She's the hot chick. The wolf. She was in Impact for a
day and then she got fired. The Huntress? Howl the Huntress?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know the story behind that, right?
No.
Apparently she.
No, I don't need to know.
You don't want to know this?
I don't need to know. What do I need to know?
All right, fine. Fair enough. Just in case you, for all you New York Giant football fans out there,
Odell Beckham Jr.
to the Browns.
He gone. Oh, we're not trading him. Man.
What's wrong with your football team?
That's not my fault. I'm a Jets fan.
Not you. No. Giants fans. If you're a Giant fan out there.
Listen, my Jets got the shaft today, too.
You'll be fine.
I don't think we'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Again, Kelly Klein this Friday night, the Ring of Honor 17th anniversary show. You can see it on pay-per-view, Honor Club, Fight TV. It is available everywhere, so definitely check it out. We're going to have a little shindig at the new Studio B and just watch it. And I think Tony's going to bring his little handheld recorder and just record himself ruining the show
for us.
And just saying awful shit because that's what he does. He tried to with his Ring of Honor picks, which we'll get to a little later. He says some pretty awful stuff, so it's par for the course with Tony Z.
No, it's right on par.
Right on par. So we're moving on to Monday Night Raw. As we were talking before, the weird Shield thing.
Yeah.
Who should wrestle Kurt Angle at WrestleMania? Am I the only one that sees him in the ring and it just looks like he is in like excruciating pain?
I think it's just how he looks. I think he knows that, which is why I think this is what it is. I think his time is up. His time is now. I didn't even see that coming. Didn't even do that on purpose. Oh man. We haven't even seen John Cena in a while. Is he even supposed to be at Mania? You would think, right?
I think for the story's purpose, it just makes sense, right?
I wasn't even going to go with him until I said that. I was thinking, like, I was going to go with the worst answer you could possibly imagine.
What's that?
Jason Jordan.
I thought that was going to happen. I thought he was going to come out last night and ruin his, like, speech. I don't want to see that. I think John Cena makes sense. John Cena debuted against Kurt Angle. And then for it to be Kurt Angle's last match, like...
It's got to be that then, right?
WrestleMania, feather in the cap type of deal.
Yeah, but who wins that match? It's got to be Kurt Angle.
Gives a shit. It's fucking wrestling.
Yeah, you're right.
There's zero at stake. Just a bunch of fucking assholes on Twitter complaining about shit.
So it's got to be Kurt Angle then.
Fucking last night. I swear to fucking God. What? Watching Raw, people just have zero, no patience for anything. Shelton Benjamin comes out, and then they go to commercial. People are like, why is Shelton Benjamin out? Why is Shelton Benjamin out? It's fucking, let the fucking story, let them tell a story.
And you love your storytelling.
That's
recently.
What wrestling, pro wrestling
I know,
is.
I know.
And they come back, and then Paul Heyman tells the story on commentary. Like, people need to fucking chill out.
It was perfect. I loved it.
I thought it was awesome. Everyone's like, oh, Vince must have been backstage, and he saw Shelton Benjamin and Mandy and Dana Brooke, and was like, oh, you still work here. Fuck off. I don't see anyone in the WWE cutting a promo like Dana Brooke. I'll tell you that right now. No matter what you say about her, that promo last night was
fucking fire. I think she has stuff
passion,
to offer.
She had emotion. It was a great promo.
No problem with Dana Brooke.
Fucking Ronda Rousey kicked her in the stomach like she was trying to abort a baby.
Oh.
She kicked her hard.
You gotta make it look real, pal.
But fuck, man. The advertisement is Roman Reigns versus Baron Corbin. I'm not even going to watch. Then don't fucking watch.
I can't get mad at that. I hate Baron Corbin.
The match didn't happen, though, because they're telling a story.
Yeah, that's fair.
But people fucking jump to conclusions. Like, the Attitude Era wasn't all smoke and mirrors and bullshit. People need to fucking chill out. Get the fuck your hands cut off and your Twitter deactivated. Fucking assholes. I don't understand why Aleister Black and Ricochet are a tag team. Well, if you watch the NXT product, you would understand that they're in the Dusty Rhodes Classic. That's why they're being featured.
Were they brought up here before that?
They were brought up here after the tapings when they were paired as a tag team.
Okay, so they started up here. So, all right. See, I was one of those people that was like, oh, bring up the NXT guys and make them a tag team. And then I forgot, so part of it's on me not realizing the Dusty Road Classic was a thing and that they'd be a team. But at the time, I was one of those people that was like, I love both of these guys, but why are they being a tag team?
Well, the whole NXT landscape is flipped upside down now.
It's completely different, which is, if that's what they want to do, go for it. Well, because now you got Sasha and... Bailey,
Sasha and Bailey, and you don't have a champion.
No champion.
No champion.
No champion.
That's a wrap. That's a wrap for him for at least 8 to 12 months. So everything
but he would did they
everything they've taped up to this point was leading to him and Gargano at TakeOver.
One on one.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
But that's
I know it's not going
to
happen.
It's not going to happen. So now they're going to have to pivot and figure something out. Because your other feuds you're setting, it seems like they're setting up Velveteen and Matt Riddle.
Yeah, didn't Velveteen Dream just call him boring on social media or something like that?
They're doing something with, I think, the what is the Forgotten Sons?
Steve Cutler and Wesley Blake.
Yeah, it looks like they're on their way to the finals of the Dusty Rhodes Classic. Shayna Baszler.
I like to see them versus the War Raiders. Like that.
So, I mean, the War Raiders, they're still dealing with the Undisputed Era. But now just the whole...
Oh, I'll tell you, Adam Cole, baby! He's the guy.
You think so?
Oh, I know so. I mean, I don't know anything, but I feel like I do.
It'll be interesting to see what they do now. I mean, it sucks that... That Tommaso has this neck injury and he had to go in for surgery.
Yeah, it's always awful.
But it's just another...
Not as bad as the Uso Penitentiary, though.
You don't want to be in the Uso Penitentiary.
No, you don't.
Think Kelly Klein's the gatekeeper of the Uso Penitentiary?
Naomi might have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And Mandy Rose, too.
Why, is Mandy Rose with one of them?
No.
I know she was feuding
No, she was the storyline.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if I missed something, Kev.
Nope, you missed nothing.
Ronda as a heel, I love it. I absolutely love it. Don't care.
No, that's fine. Sense. I want to bring back the five people Matt hates every week and see how often it fluctuates.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. It's been a while since I've done a show, and I've did my top five.
You should always, even if you don't do a show, send them in.
It's a good idea.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that. Rhonda's not on that list this week. I love her fucking badass promo last.
But she might be next week.
I don't know, man. Oh God, I don't know. You guys were kind of making fun of her last week for her. She was like for the fucking Micro Machine Man reading through her promo.
Yeah, she was.
But her.
I think that's what it is now. I think when she was more of a baby face and more of like kind of like this and that, she was better than she is now. I mean, listen, it's been what, two promos? So it's not a big deal, but I think she'll get better. Again, we have to remember she's still new.
Right. She doesn't belong in the spotlight.
But you love her.
I love her as a heel. Let me ask you this question. Why do you think in pro wrestling it is acceptable for somebody like a Ronda Rousey to constantly say that it's fake and scripted?
Because Paul Heyman.
You don't think that's like a slap in the face to everybody else who's trying to...
Like you said, it's pro wrestling. Who cares?
Fair enough. I mean, people care out there. The people who are, you know... People who are dying at 61 who put their fucking life and limbs on the line.
Oh, no. I wasn't saying about that. No, everyone that's ever been a professional wrestler, whoever considers it professional wrestling and not sports entertainment, and who still respects kayfabe and still respects, you know, the boundaries between fan and superstar, yeah, they can have every right to be upset about it without a doubt.
Like, do you think... It would hurt if she, instead of just going on Twitter and be like, Rebecca Quinn, next time I see you, I'm going to kick your ass, and I don't care what the script says. If she just says, I'm going to beat your ass next time I see you.
Yeah, I mean, it probably would have carried the same.
Because there was a...
It probably would have carried... Because no one would have thought of her saying anything else. No one would have thought of her saying the script line if she didn't say it, if that makes any sense at all. So yeah, it probably would have carried the same weight, but to like us, to like the, you know, the Twitter followers and all this stuff, we're like, oh, she broke down the fourth wall. She didn't just break down the fourth wall, she just destroyed it, even though we already know that it's fake. And so I guess that carries a little bit more momentum than just saying I'm gonna beat your ass. So I don't hate that it happened. But I can understand if people do. So
I'm not a fan of it.
I don't pay any attention to it. It's just so, it's so not on my scale of importance. In like make the product better, and it has been good. Make the product better on TV. That's like a shot to like to whoever's in creative. Like, hey, if we're getting this on Twitter, why shouldn't we be doing this on TV? But then again, on TV, it's going to be worse because it's on the show, and she can't say that on TV. You can't do that on television.
Right. Nickelodeon.
Yeah, all right.
I know.
I was waiting for it.
A little slime.
A little acknowledge.
Maybe she should get slimed.
Maybe she should just say, I don't know, and then she gets slimed.
There you go.
Or what was it? Was it?
It was, I don't know.
I don't know was water, I think, and slime was slime. Right?
Beats me. I haven't seen You Can't Do That on Television in probably like 30 years.
I think I don't know. When you say I don't know, you get slimed? Or when you say slime, you get slimed?
That doesn't make any sense. Why would you say slime? I'm pretty sure it's I don't know.
There are two. There was water and... Oh, maybe it was... Oh, you know what it was? Because it was when you said water, you got water. And it was when you said I don't know, you got slimed.
There you go.
Boom.
Can't do that on television. Only on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
We're old.
What else happened on Raw?
Lashley won the Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, yeah, right? Lashley won the Intercontinental Championship.
Your boy.
With the help of Leo Rush.
BFFs. Both of our BFFs. Right, oh, in
excuse
there.
Excuse me. A lot of people weren't happy with that.
I liked it.
I think it's a transition, because as much as I don't like Finn Balor, I think they're planning...
Who do you hate more, Finn Balor or Bobby Lashley right now?
Probably Finn.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think Finn's very boring. I think he's boring in the ring.
I think Lashley's more boring than...
I like Leo Rush with him.
I do, too. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I do as well.
So, Seth does his promo with Paul Heyman, beats Shelton Benjamin, and then they're doing this new thing now where the match isn't even over and somebody else is already we're on to the next segment.
Got to cut time, baby.
But you see Seth and Finn, little handshake. I think they're starting to plant the seeds. They mentioned that they kind of have a history. If Seth Rollins beats Brock Lesnar, it only makes sense that his first feud should be with Finn Balor. I think it's something that's been in the hopper for, what, 2 years?
Since the Universal title match.
Yeah, SummerSlam. And then Finn got hurt. Like, let's go. Let's go.
I never thought about it.
Dean's leaving. Roman is doing big dog stuff.
That's right.
Whatever that
fucking... Yeah, what was he going to do?
Peeing on the fence, pooping in the yard.
Drew McIntyre. He'll be with McIntyre.
And Drew will probably do something at Mania.
There you go.
And then, I mean, I love the idea of Seth Rollins and Finn Balor.
Yeah. Now here's the other thing. Do you go full-fledged Finn Balor heel turn?
I mean,
we haven't seen it yet.
No, you haven't.
We haven't seen it at all. I think you do that. If going on what you saw from that little, I didn't see anything. Thought never crossed my mind that that's possibly the road they can go. Because I'm still focusing on the road to WrestleMania and not really to what happens after. But if they do go that route, I say do it. Let Finn be a full-time heel, baby.
I can get down with that.
That'd be awesome.
I still think he's boring, but whatever.
I think, it would change it up a little bit.
That'd be nice, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you can get a couple extra miles out of the Good Brothers.
They're around till September, at least.
There you go. Great. Yeah. Them in the heel turn, and then they can lose a Loser Leaves Town match.
Like Ric Flair to Mr. Perfect.
Exactly.
In 1993.
And the fucking Ole's all pissed off when you come back to TV.
Yeah.
We briefly touched. Here's my problem with Triple H.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Let me know why.
He was a heel. Then he did the thing with the NXT kids where we were like, supposed to be excited that he was. So, like.
With me.
Is he a bad guy? Is he a face? Now he's like a good guy. He came out in all his leather. He's looking to fight Dave.
This was the thing that. This was the weirdest approach to a story to me that I've probably ever seen.
Now, apparently they set this up at SmackDown 1000.
Yes, but to me, Batista came across as the babyface in that spot, which we've talked about like the last few weeks on the show, is that I thought Triple H, people wanted to see Batista back at this point. This wasn't like, God, I don't remember what it was, when the whole Daniel Bryan fiasco, and then he ended up joining Evolution, and this isn't like that. They wanted to cheer Batista. Then they have him all of a sudden be the bad guy against Triple H, who is a natural bad guy now. He's persistently a bad guy other than the, you know, bringing in the NXT guys. So I don't get it. Maybe they're just worried that maybe they'll end up booing Batista anyway. So they'll just make him a heel right off the bat. I don't know. And I have no interest in this. It's sad. I have no interest in the
animal versus the game.
None. Oh. And it's not because they're old. It's not because they're part timers. Just don't care. If Batista came back, I'd welcome him. I'd be like, come back. This, don't care.
It's just for WrestleMania, man.
I know.
It's all it is.
Just
the
don't
showcase
care.
Of the stars.
Oh, I get it.
12-hour show.
And I've said that a million times. And a lot of times I do care about it. This one, for some reason, don't care. I don't think it's because Batista's the heel and Triple H is the babyface.
So this is what we have right now, potentially, for WrestleMania. Follow me, Kevin.
I'm in.
The Women's Battle Royal. The Andre the Giant Battle Royal. The Cruiserweight Championship match. There's going to be an IC title match, you assume.
Which we don't know for a fact that all these championships will be up for grabs.
It's WrestleMania.
Yeah, but we don't know that.
Do you think the IC? You think the US? They're definitely doing something with the tag titles. They got all these NXT kids.
Yeah, you're right. Fair enough.
Now, over here on SmackDown, we have right now, you got the Usos, the Hardys, the Bar.
Eh.
The bar will be in the battle royal.
It looks like we're pumping up an AJ Randy Orton feud.
That's going to be a match of Mania for sure.
Triple H Batista. The three-way for the women's title.
The Cruiserweight title match is going to be the winner of that tournament, right?
Yes. Yes, we're down to Tony Nese, Drew Gulak, Cedric Alexander, and only Lorcan.
And, yeah. And that's tonight. You get the finals tonight?
I think so.
That's a lot of. That'd be really quick to get to a final.
You'll get the Drew Gulak against Tony Nese and Cedric Alexander against only.
So who are they? That's tonight.
Drew Gulak against Tony Nese. I don't know if both matches are tonight. They might do.
Maybe one is tonight and then one is next week. Yeah. That's usually how they do things. You're right.
Buddy Murphy, he's cutting a promo from Australia or something.
Hello?
That's England.
Hello?
That's Razor Ramon.
Hey, yo. It's Australia. Something happened to the kangaroo? Something gonna happen to you. Hey, yo. Buddy Murphy. Who's Buddy Murphy, huh? Is he high voltage?
Hey, don't you badmouth high voltage.
What do you mean? Dude.
You what?
I love high voltage.
Who would win in a match? High voltage or Bad Crew?
High voltage.
Exactly, because Bad Crew is a fucking garbage, and Tony should get his ECW card taken away from him more than you should get your ECW card taken away because you're such a fan of the WWECW.
Oh, but that's a different card.
Garbage.
That's a different card.
You put ECW on.
I watched the first episode of Hardcore TV.
From like 93?
From 93. I watched the first two.
Was Gino on there?
No, it was... they introduced Todd Gordon, and they were going to introduce like the legend commentator, which was Terry Funk. But Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert came out, and then there was like these two big dudes, which is like generic black and black masks, like executioners, but they weren't called the executioners. The second episode had the weirdo, the scumbag, Rockin' Rebel on.
Oh yeah,
but then it was Sal Palomo against Tommy Cairo.
Wow, Tommy Cairo, wow.
And so Superfly Jimmy Snuka was in part of Hot Stuff Incorporated. Is that the name? Could be making that up. So I watched and the Sandman was still in promos with his surfer attire.
Surfer Sandman.
I hadn't seen that in years. And so I'm like, that's my next rabbit hole that I'm going to go down. I'm like, forget WCW 98. I'm going down to ECW Hardcore TV.
All right, I put WCW 99 on yesterday.
Well, see, this is where... All right, so this is where you and me fall off the track in terms of how we feel about the NWO. You seem to only want to watch stuff from, 98 to 99 when it was atrocious.
No, I don't only want to see. It's just the stuff I don't remember.
All right, so you go back to watch that first, where the stuff in 96 and 97 was fantastic.
Right.
All right. I guess this isn't as big a debate as I thought it was. No.
I don't remember Hogan going back to the red and yellow at WCW.
The figure poke of doom. Oh, the red and yellow.
The red and yellow.
Oh, there was a six-man tag match, I think, with...
I put on... Yes.
It was Rick Steiner, Sid, and Kevin Nash versus Sting, Goldberg, and Hogan, I think.
Oh, God. What did I watch?
And Tony Schiavone was like, you will remember for the rest of your life where you were on this day.
It was like October 99. I put it on and there's a Sid Goldberg feud where Goldberg is like, he got Sid's car towed and he got it crushed. And
oh, yeah.
Sid was upset. Sting is hitting Hogan in the knee with a bat. It's Sting, DDP, and Bret Hart. It was the show from the arena where Owen died.
The Kemper Arena.
Yeah, so then it was Brett and Benoit was the main event. And then the next week, Brett and Chris show up together, and they all have a problem.
Was that the match where Harley Race came out? The Brett Owen, the Brett Benoit match? Harley Race was the special announcer or guy?
I fell asleep during it. It's a show. I woke up at the end of it.
Man,
WCW is so bad. Why would you take the mask off Rey Mysterio Jr.? He looks like a fucking six-year-old.
I'm surprised.
The animals?
Which one? Which version?
I don't know. It was
because you were you were 99 when it was like Disco Inferno.
It was him and Kidman feuding with the Revolution, but Dean Malenko was like on the fence.
No, Benoit had left the Evolution at that point.
Right, but it was Douglas and Perry Saturn,
and
but Dean Malenko didn't like
and Asia. I guess may have still been
and
there.
Dean Malenko wasn't like keen with like Shane Douglas's like shenanigans. He kept like pulling something out of his elbow. Like I think I was done with WCW at that point.
Probably were. That sounds like a guy that was done with it.
So it's fun for me to go back and watch that stuff, and just sit there and be like. What
so
the
I remember
fuck?
In one of our conversations, you were like. Vincent and Stevie Ray and Horace Hogan were fighting over the leadership of the NWO.
Yeah, that's fucking gross.
But I tried to talk you off the ledge and by saying at that point the NWO Black and White was so non-existent. It was the NWO Wolfpack, which was Hogan, Steiner, Luger, Buff,
awful.
Nash, and Hall. So like they weren't really fighting over the leadership. It was Hogan trying to manipulate.
The NWO jumped the shark after Starrcade 97.
I mean, like how?
They were just.
Oh no! After Starrcade 97.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that because sold out. Like it got progressively worse. I mean, you had Scott Steiner joining in 90, then and Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes was one of the worst.
And you had even like. For like Spicoli was still kind of dicking around.
Oh yeah, before he died, right?
Yeah,
that's sad.
There were
wasn't fucking Bobby Heenan like a member for a day?
On,
like,
yeah, Saturday that, but I don't count that because he was nervous. It was a pretty cool little angle. He was worried about his own future, so he was like, "I'm going to join them for one day," and then WCW beat him, and then like he came back and was like, "Oh, it was always WCW. I just wanted to infiltrate." It was perfect Bobby Heenan. It was absolutely perfect Bobby Heenan.
Wow, we really went off on a tangent there. Where were we on Raw? What else did we miss?
I'd rather talk about WCW from 1998 than Raw.
Fair enough. The ending of Raw was awesome, though. Roman Reigns is going to fight Baron Corbin. Drew McIntyre, Claymore comes out, and he Claymores the shit out of Roman Reigns. And a very psychotic, lunatic, fringe Dean Ambrose wants a no-holds-barred match.
Yeah.
And that was done really well.
Yeah.
Really well. Claymore beat the shit out of him. The way he stuck him between the things and he Claymore kicked him.
I'm not sold on Claymore yet.
All right. I mean, you're getting Claymore Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Well, that's fine because that's not a main event match. I'm okay with that. I'm just not – and I want to be. You have no idea how bad I want to be sold on Claymore.
Miz versus Shane McMahon at WrestleMania.
Beautiful.
Don't forget, Kevin, Shane McMahon – best wrestler in the world. He has the cup to prove
only 3/4 of it, or 1/4 of it. Because remember, they.
Oh no! But he has the cup. He no longer shares it with the Miz. Now he's a heel. It's his cup.
Oh, all right. We'll see how that goes.
Snickers is presenting WrestleMania.
Mars.
By the way, I like a good Snickers bar. Noah holds barred. Batista's fucking traps are enormous in that picture.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, he's like fucking 52. All right,
so we just saw the matches. It's not a – see, who's she going to work?
Fucking Lacey Evans, that garbage. That fucking garbage.
I'll take that.
I hate Lacey Evans.
Or is it going to be Mandy again?
Mandy's with Sonya Deville tonight. Oh, look out.
Oh, man.
You know, she's punching dicks right there. She doesn't like them. Punch those dicks out of the way.
Brr, 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 brr.
I hate Lacey Evans. I mean, I guess that's the point of her character.
Yeah.
I don't like what she like walked. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about on Fastlane? The Boston Hug connection against the two big bitches.
Big old bitches. Oh, and Beth Phoenix and
Beth Phoenix.
I saw that coming a mile away.
You're getting a four-way at Mania. The Boston Hug against Tamina and Nia against
Did you notice how many multi-person matches there were on this show?
On Fastlane?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was Tony's big problem. He was like freaking the fuck out about that.
I can't. I think we're going to get the big old bitches versus
Beth and.
What were they called? The Doom. Because I just. Oh, what were they called? The
Queen of Farts?
No, Beth and Natalya had a name. No, she was. They had a brief tag team name.
Vicious and Delicious.
Love Vicious and Delicious. Buff and Norton.
Hearts and Farts.
Fire and Desire. That's a pretty cool name.
Oh, Fire and Desire. Is that what they're calling?
That's what Sonya and Mandy are called.
Oh, I dig that. That's a good name. Oh, so you think that'll be like a match, and then...
And I think you're going to see them... I think you're going to see the...
Boston Hug Connection?
Versus somebody else. Maybe the Iconics.
Meet and Strish.
It's going to be a four-way. No more
you're
Legends.
A four-way. You're going to get...
No, I don't think you're going to... I think they're going to get two different matches.
Cram it all
in there.
It's
a seven-hour show.
Cram it all in there, Kev. You got to get a SmackDown tag team on there for the women, and then you got to get...
No, you don't, because it's only one title belt.
The Butt Pirates from fucking NXT.
The Sky Raiders.
There you go, because that's the thing, right?
Is that what they're...
I think Skywalkers? Sky Raiders? You might be right on the Sky Raiders.
No, you can't. You can't. It defeats the whole purpose. Have them feud against one week.
No, just because Sasha and Bayley said they're going to defend their WWE Women's Tag Team Champions everywhere.
Right, I get that. Not at the same time.
They're going to show up in SmackDown.
They are.
What better place are you going to get them all together?
They are, aren't they?
Than at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but then you don't include the Big Ol' Bitches, and that's a separate match.
That's
then.
A pre-show.
No, the Big Ol' Bitches versus
Natty and Beth.
That's not pre-show.
Does anyone give a shit?
Clear, they do.
I understand that, but
so then you wouldn't put it on a pre-show.
Why?
Because I guess in their mind, and she's a Hall of Famer, but I guess I don't see Beth Phoenix like.
Can I just say something about the Hall of Fame thing?
Oh, okay.
It means nothing.
It means something when you promote and build up the match.
It literally means nothing.
To you and I, it means nothing. To
if
most
there was
people,
an actual like Hall of Fame, it might mean a little more. You literally get a ring and you're on a website because somebody booked you.
But why would you go out of your way to do this just to put it on the pre-show? I think there's enough time that you're going to want to put...
Because you're going to want to get people in there for the pre-show, so the building.
No one goes in for the pre-show.
Do you think?
No one.
Oh, you think it's the match before the main event?
I don't know where it's going
to
be, but
you
I got
to put that buffer where people can go to the bathroom and get their popcorn.
But again, I don't think you do that to Beth Phoenix either.
Why? No one cares.
I think they have more respect for Beth Phoenix and Natalya than to do that to them. So I think that's an actual match that happens on the card. And then I think you also get a four-way women's tag team match if you want to go that route. That also happens on the card.
You could put it on the card between the Brock Lesnar-Seth Rollins match and the Triple Threat women's match. That way everyone can go to the bathroom.
I mean, I guess just for sake of some match has to go somewhere, yeah, then sure.
I mean,
I don't think they think that way, but... Like, I don't think that they're going to go out of the way and say this match is here for this reason.
But that's why you put that match there. They do it at all the WrestleManias.
But we're talking about Beth Phoenix and Natalya.
That means zero to me.
It means zero to you.
And probably half the people going to WrestleMania. No one's buying a ticket to WrestleMania going, I hope Beth Phoenix.
And I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But I think in their heads... They're not giving her this moment for it to be a throwaway filler spot. There's got to be something else. It'd be the cruiserweight match.
They gave her moment at the Royal Rumble. They let her commentate Evolution. She commentates the Elimination Chamber.
To lead to this, exactly.
Yeah, her going in.
I mean, listen, you might be right. Maybe they put it there, but I don't think they...
tag team match that no one cares about.
I don't think that... Well, I don't think that they...
Oh, God, what'd she do to her hair?
Which one?
Peyton. I don't like that Billy Kay.
See, this could be their women's tag team match. Championship match.
You're going to see all four, man.
All right. You could be right. I'm not going to totally dismiss it, but I guess actually that probably would be a better spot to show. Yeah. The more I think about it.
Look, man, they're going to try. They got so much.
But they have 2 hours for pre-show and 4 hours for the main show.
You're being very gracious. What was it, like 6 hours last year?
Including pre-show. Wasn't it seven?
Seven. 7 hours.
All right, so you're...
7 hours of WrestleMania.
Where are you when you think
about what the actual last match is going
to be? You have
to
talk into the microphone.
What?
You have to talk into the microphone.
I know, I was just checking the time. I wanted to see what time it was.
It's 8:54.
Okay. Where are you on what you actually think the main event's going to be? Do you think it's going to be Seth Rollins, Brock, or do you think it's going to be the Triple Threat women's match?
I think it's going to be the Triple Threat's woman match.
I'm not so sure yet.
Right.
I don't know why. Fair enough. Could be. I'm like, to me, it's a coin flip.
Is it one of those things like the main event's the match that goes on last, or is it like?
That's basically what I asked. Was what's the last match on the show? Do you think it's that triple threat, or do you think it's the Brock Seth?
I mean, I guess I think the last match to go on is the triple threat, especially because they've been hyping it up like that. And I mean, I don't know. Are you really? I'm not really pumped for Rollins and Brock.
You're not comfortable with it?
I'm not pumped.
Oh, you're not pumped.
I'm kind of over the Brock Lesnar thing, man.
I think the Shield thing kind of took a little bit away from it.
Well, he was hurt for a while too, Rollins. That's why he wasn't on TV.
Oh, yeah? That's a good point.
And Brock's never there. And they fucking hammered that home on Raw 2 last night. Holy shit. It's like the same. It's like they write the same promos for every guy that's going to fight Brock. No. Seriously.
No, I know. It's Roman Reigns was like, I'm still here. Seth Rollins was like, I'm still here. Even when John Cena was, when he first came back. God, how, we're talking about 2012 for the Shield. How long was it when Brock first came back? That was after the last, was that after the last? No, it wasn't after the last Mania in Jersey.
No, that was the first Brock versus Cena in Miami.
Miami,
right?
Yeah. Or no, was it, wasn't Orlando, was it? No, it was Miami.
Yeah. Whatever that first, the one time only, or whatever the fuck they were calling it.
And then the night after Brock came
showed up. Yeah, and everyone, we were all pumped.
I was pumped.
I was pumped too. And then it was whatever. We're going to be on the rant for about 4 more minutes. We're going to do a little overtime, especially because we got a late start. We still have to do a couple of things here and there we want to cover. We're going to talk about the Hall of Fame, talk about Jushin Thunder Liger retiring. I'm going to run down the New Japan Cup real fast. Nothing too in-depth. I just like where this is heading, especially since we're going to find out who's going to face Jay White at the Supercard show. And then we have to make our Ring of Honor picks and talk a little bit about Ring of Honor 17th anniversary. So if you are listening to us on the rant's coming up next live. Stay tuned for that. We will replay on the rant after the rant. Drink every time I say rant. And if you want to listen to us not on the rant, go to ShiningWizards.com. We're available in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever your favorite podcasts are available, your favorite wrestling podcast being the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Huge thanks to Kelly Klein at Real Kelly Klein on Twitter and Instagram.
Please Kelly.
Follow. It's okay, Kevin. It's going to be okay, Kevin. And upward and onward we go. Let me just run through this New Japan Cup really fast, Kevin. I'm kind of excited for this. They've run a lot of shows, though. They did like 4 shows last week, and they're doing another 4 shows this week starting this morning, Wednesday morning, at like 5 a.m.
Wow.
As the second round matchups. A couple things to note, though. Interesting, Chase Owens defeated Juice Robinson. So I think they're starting to lay the seeds for a Chase Owens-Juice Robinson feud, which is not something you were expecting because Chase Owens is like Bullet Club B team, with all due respect to Chase Owens.
So what's the Bullet Club A team now?
I think your A team is Jay White, Bad Luck Fale, Tama Tonga, the Gorillas of Destiny. And then they're bringing in El Fantasmo. There was a little vignette of him coming to New Japan Pro Wrestling.
It's a name I haven't heard.
And then at the end, they flashed the Bullet Club logo. So Owens beat Juice Robinson. Okada beat Michael Elgin in a fucking amazing match. If you have New Japan World or you're interested in checking it out, go out of your way to find this match. Ibushi beat Naito. Zack Sabre Jr. beat Evil. Those are both great matches. And Sonata beat Hirooki Goto. Those were like the really highlight matches that stuck out in the New Japan Cup. And the big storyline coming out of the 47th anniversary show of New Japan Pro Wrestling, Jay White beat Will Ospreay, and then the Bullet Club attacked, and then this super group came down to make the save. It's Okada, Tanahashi, Ibushi, Zack Sabre Jr. No, was Zack there? Okada, Ibushi, Tanahashi, Ospreay. And who am I missing? I'm missing somebody. Taichi, maybe? It's like the super group of faces They made the save, but they all kind of pointed at each other because they all want the shot at Jay White's title. So your second round matchups would start this morning is Ishii against Tachi, Yoshihashi against Chase Owens. Thursday is Okada against Mikey Nichols, Will Ospreay against Lance Archer. Saturday is Tanahashi, Taguchi, Ibushi, Zack Sabre Jr., which has all the potential in the world. Sonata against Suzuki, Colt Cabana against Toru Yano.
Kolski. So,
yeah, you're going to see a sick Final Eight into a great Final Four. And then we'll see who Jay White faces at the Supercard.
All right.
Sorry, Kev.
No, that's
my
all right.
My computer did that thing where if you don't move the mouse, it goes to a black screen. We're off the butt. I just closed that. Oh, excuse me. My fucking allergies are killing me. So that was the New Japan Cup. That's rolling over on New Japan World. Definitely check that out. What else did I have over here? Impact Wrestling, Kevin. I'm going to give you a little synopsis, all right? I know you haven't been watching Impact.
It's tough.
I know it's tough. I know. The Twitch, I really am super confused about the Twitch thing because I just don't understand it. I get it that it's like a it's streaming service.
Yeah. I mean, I have the app on my phone. I just don't know.
I think the time slot on the Friday night hurts, and then like 2 weeks ago, they decided they were going to replay it at 6 o'clock on a Monday. So Mondays they replay
it. Oh, okay. Yeah, you mentioned
so you
that.
Watch the show. It's pretty cool. I like what they're doing. There's a great storyline with Rich Swann where they want him to join OVE because Sami Callihan says he's family. Which, if you know the history with Sammy,
I know what I did see this
and Rich Swann. So Rich Swann beat Ethan Page,
and then didn't they put the shirt on? And then didn't he beat the shit out of OVE? Yep. Yeah. I did see this. I did watch Impact. Maybe not Impact, but yep. I watched enough.
Yeah, Swann put the OVE shirt on this and started chanting with them, but behind their backs, he super kicked Callahan, hit a double cutter on the crisp before ripping the shirt off. Ace Austin made his debut. You would know him from Wrestling Has a Tomorrow and a lot of Northeast stuff, Chaotic, XWA.
Yep.
He beat Jake Atlas, who is also another awesome, young, talented dude. If you don't know Jake Atlas, definitely look him up. I thought Atlas looked a lot better than Ace Austin in this match, too.
Okay. Ace Austin's pretty good.
Yeah, he's very good. There's this weird – Reno Scum is back, and they're feuding with Fala and KM.
For now.
Alicia Edwards, she tried to do something where she came out. They're doing some angle. The Desi Hit Squad interrupts. Eddie Edwards tries to make the save, but the numbers game is too much. And then Eli Drake saves Eddie Edwards. So we're looking like Eddie
Edwards.
Isn't
his contract up soon,
Drake? Who's that?
Eli Drake?
That's a good question.
I think it is.
But Eli Drake hints at them being a tag team, and Alicia says it's a good idea.
Alicia who?
Edwards.
Oh. Not Alicia Fox.
No, not Fox. We haven't seen Fox in a while.
No Fox given.
What else do we have? Here we go, Kevin. The Dark War. The fucking Dark War happened, Kevin.
Is this Ali and Su Young and
the undead and Maid of Honor?
And Rosemary coming back? Was she back yet?
Yes. This match was Rosemary, Kira Hogan, and Jordan Grace against Su Young, Dark Ali, and the undead Maid of Honor, who was Buggy Nova, formerly known as NXT's Skylar Moon. With James Mitchell in their corner of the Dark People, the Dark War People. Rosemary and company ended up winning, and they drag Allie off into the sunset. Rosemary pinned the undead Maid of Honor to win the match. Then Rosemary put a collar on Allie and dragged her to the back as James Mitchell had to hold off Su Young.
Mm.
Some real wild out there shit, but it's fun if you watch it.
Some barn burner shit.
Your boy Disco Inferno is bopping around.
My boy. How's he my boy?
I don't know. You like WCW guys?
I didn't hate Disco Inferno.
He's back, and he is in the ring. Scarlett Bordeaux is doing her thing. Gilbert comes in the ring. He kind of runs down women. So it looks like next week it's going to be Scarlett Bordeaux against Disco Inferno in her debut Impact match. It was actually done.
I'll take it.
It's actually done really, really well. And another reason to love Killer Cross, he's with Scarlett Bordeaux.
God bless.
Goodness gracious.
God bless him.
It's a great angle. Go out of your way to watch it. I don't think I really did it justice, but check it out. And then the Impact Tag Team Champions, the Lucha Brothers, defended against the Rascals of Desmond Xavier and Zachary Wentz, and they retained, leading to a little confrontation backstage with Conan and LAX, where Conan essentially says he's not telling them. He's not asking them for a tag title rematch. He's telling them they're getting one. And if you've been watching Twitch and Impact, you'll know that LAX stole the masks off of
Phoenix
and
Pentagon.
So next week on Impact, Johnny Impact returns. He's been out because he got beat up. OVE takes on Willie Mack, Rich Swann, and Tommy Dreamer. Tessa Blanchard and Jordan Grace face off for a knockout championship number one contender. I think they have a pay-per-view at the end of April, Impact does.
Right. And now they have the WrestleMania week show, which is either a fight or a Twitch deal.
It's Fight TV.
Fight TV, yeah.
It's part of some big, you can get all like 20 shows, WrestlePro, Impact, Joey Janela Spring Break, the GCW stuff.
Oh, wow.
For like $120 to get all the shows. But it's only until tomorrow night at midnight, March 13th.
And then how long do you have to watch them? Because that's going to take a long time.
Once you have it, you have it forever.
Oh, okay.
Like I was going through my Fight TV app because they do something with Honor Club now where they're working together. So I was looking to see how I could sign into my Honor Club, and I still have like the NWA show, the last two Impact pay-per-views that I purchased. So that's pretty cool stuff. On Monday Night Raw last night, I hate how the WWE is like, this was announced by CBS Sports News that the Harlem Heat's going into the Hall of Fame. You fucking, that's the WWE. Just tell us. I get it. I get what they're doing, but fucking A, man. Harlem Heat into the Hall of Fame.
All right.
What do you think?
Love it.
Never had a match in WWF.
So? Neither did Sting.
I agree.
Well, nope, that's not true. Was he inducted before or after that match with Triple H?
I think that was
the... And then he had a match with Seth Rollins, too.
Yeah, and then Seth Rollins ended his career.
Yeah. I have no problem with it whatsoever. Absolutely not. The only thing that it's weird... They might be... You could make the case that they're the best WCW tag team of all time.
Is it because they won the tag titles like 10 times?
And their duration, their consistency with them, their...
I can't tell you, and I'm not even trying to be I can't tell you one Harlem Heat match.
What do you mean?
Like, I have zero memories of like a great Harlem Heat tag team match.
I mean, the matches don't have to be great for them to be... To be the biggest, can you tell me an amazing, other than maybe like two or three, can you tell me an amazing Hulk Hogan match? Like, can you tell me
Hulk Hogan Savage?
Again, that was just Warrior. The first. Yeah, but
like, think of like tag team wrestling, like everyone like the Hardys versus Edge and Christian versus the Dudleys, Bulldogs versus the Hart Foundation Brainbusters, Rockers Brainbusters, New Age Outlaws against LOD. I mean,
but you're just mentioning matches that you remember.
I can't tell you one of the tag teams Harlem Heat beat for the titles. I could guess, and I'd probably be right.
Yeah.
Nasty Boys, Dirty Dick Slater, and Bunkhouse Bunk.
Buck.
Whatever. I'm fucking congested.
American Males?
Did they beat National Hall at some point? Maybe?
No, I don't think they actually did. I think they lost to Hall Nash. But then... You had some of the weird little runs at the end when they reunited, which I think they got their 10th reign by maybe beating like Jindrak and Sean O'Hare or something like that. But I mean, they were there since 1994, since they left GWF Global at the time. So, I mean, they were there for a very long time, and they deserved – and they were good. They were consistently good. I mean, the Faces of Fear, the Steiners, they were – you know, the Outsiders, Public Enemy, the Nasties. They worked everybody. I mean, you can only work with who is hired there to work with you. So I think that they were without a doubt probably the best WCW tag team of all time, and they're my all-time best if not the five, at least top seven tag teams of all time.
I think they're better than the Steiner brothers.
No, but the Steiner brothers are kind of right there too.
I think this. I don't think they should be in the Hall of Fame right now.
You lose me on the right now thing.
I think there's more dessert. I think the Bulldogs belong there. I think the Steiner brothers belong there.
But again, you have to understand, like, Scott Steiner, odds are he's not going to be invited to a show anytime soon unless a hatchet is buried.
I think that's ridiculous, though. I think the politics and professional wrestling should have
nothing. Okay, well, that's a different argument. I think
they all go hand in hand.
No, you're right. But I don't think the who gets in when is as big a deal as anyone makes it out to be. Harlem Heat deserves to be there. Now, the only
why? Because they were booked that way?
It's wrestling.
Sure.
So just because the Steiners were booked one way, they deserve to be in there more than Harlem Heat? I think
the Steiners were revolutionary in the tag team wrestling, and you saw Scott and Rick Steiner do things that you didn't see other tag teams do.
You saw Scott Steiner do a Frankensteiner. That was it. And belly-to-belly suplexes. That's it.
What about that crazy suplex pile driver gimmick that he did?
He didn't do that till 1999.
The one he did on
the Steiner screwdriver?
No, the one he did on WWF where he was killing people, the jobber guys.
Like the butterfly?
I don't know what it was. It was very dangerous looking. But Scott Steiner was a big guy in 89, 90. You didn't see anyone else doing that.
All right, so
Sting's not doing Frankensteiners.
All right, so Scott Steiner's a Hall of Famer before.
I think the Steiner brothers is a tag team. Hall of Famer before.
I'm not arguing that. I'm arguing the whole notion that just because some people get in before other people, that the other people will never be in, and it's a disservice.
No one's saying they'll never be in. I just think there's more dessert. I think the Bulldogs should be in way before Harlem Heat.
I mean, the Bulldogs should have been
in. Just from their impact.
Bulldogs could have been in when British Bulldog was still alive and Tom Billington wasn't putting shotguns in his fucking wife's mouth.
Right, and whatever nasty stuff Bulldog was doing to Diana.
Yeah, well, whatever. So they could have been in. They could have been in when Bulldog returned to WWE in 1999.
I just don't think there's anything special about Harlem Heat.
All right, so.
I don't disagree with your argument that they're probably one of the best tag teams in WCW. And I don't think they don't deserve to be there. I just don't.
I just wash away that. Because listen, for all the Bulldogs are both dead.
Yes,
you have the
killed the Dynamite.
You have the entire life to put them in.
Sure, but what's the rush to put these guys in?
That's the only thing that I'm confused about. Is I don't have no problem with them going in. I'm a little curious as to why now. And I'm not saying that I care. It kind of flies in the face of what I just said. But I have no problem with them going in now. But I am curious as to why now. Why is Booker T, who's already a Hall of Famer, going in again so soon? Again, I have no problem with them going in ever at all. But it is a little curious as to why now. And it's not even in, you know, it's not in Texas. It's not in. It's the timing is curious, but I have no problem with it whatsoever. And I have no problem with them going in before anybody else.
What's more curious, the timing of them going in or Braun Strowman destroying a car that looked exactly like the Mattel?
That's 100% what it was. You beat me to it. That's the whole reason they want to sell action figures.
Fucking terrible.
But I'll break down the old fourth wall here because I was at the Target before WrestlePro and I was looking at I went figure hunting, and I saw that, and I left without buying it.
I didn't even know that was an option for you to buy it.
I could have. They were there. There were three of them there.
You would have.
I'll go through this. I'm not a collector of current wrestling figures. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just retro. Uh-huh. But due to our friends over at the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, part of me is starting to become that. Which I'm nervous about. I don't want to do it. Okay. So I saw this and I'm like, well, this might be worth something someday. So I reached out to Hawkins and I was like, dude, do you think this is going to be hard to come by one day? I just left Target. I'm kind of regretting not getting it. He's like, I don't think it's going to be worth anything. I think you're okay. So I was like, whoa. That would have been like $30.
You really thought there was value in the fucking Braun Strowman car?
I don't know, man. I don't know with current figures what's worth what. But I know the Milkmania set. I know the Festival of Friendship set. I know some of these ones can be, and I have no idea which ones are or not. That's
yeah,
why.
Are you buying them just to buy them, or are you buying them to be like, oh, this
will
be worth
something
one day?
I don't know yet. Matt, I don't know. I mean, I bought a Kevin Owens retro. I had never bought a retro ever.
Okay.
I bought one because I saw it. I don't think I'm gonna. I don't know if I'm gonna collect retro Hasbros or not. I mean, the actual Hasbros I am, but the Mattel retros. I don't know if I see one. They're only $10. It's not like it's like they're crazy.
Right.
So
you're very influenced by other people.
I'm very influenced by this podcast because I really enjoy it, and I see how it influences the wrestling figure community. And so I bought the Drew Gulak because I had you guys on the phone, and I was like, do either of you want this? And I thought there were more of them, but I also wanted to get that Killian Dane. And by the time I left to go back to get the Gulak, the Killian Dane was gone. So I don't, again, I'll probably, this Kevin Owens will probably, I might just stick to retros and that's it. I can't get into, to collecting more now. I can't, but I thought maybe if there might be value in the Strowman one, maybe I'd get it. But I was assured that he doesn't think there'll be value in it.
I don't think there'll be any value in it either. It's fucking awful.
Yeah. No, I agree. It was weird. It was just a weird question that I just had to ask because
they can't find anything better for fucking Braun Strowman. I put it on Twitter last night. I'm the first one to say not everybody can have a main event match. But you're really going to put him in some fucking stupid WrestleMania thing where he probably doesn't have a match and he just torments these two losers from SNL who aren't very funny, by the way?
Oh, I worked with Michael Che. I did a show with Michael Che like 10 years ago.
Okay, I hope his stand-up's better than whatever they did with him on Monday Night Raw because it was fucking awful 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Awful. Awful.
I thought Colin was worse than him.
Oh, Colin's the drizzling shits. I don't know. He must have naked pictures of Lorne Michaels somewhere. That's why he's on SNL.
But I was happy to see Michael Che on there. I was a little jealous, but still very happy to see him.
Yeah, it's fucking garbage. It's hot. That's a hot steaming pile of cat shit.
So Alexa Bliss is going to be hosting.
I saw that
was a no-brainer, yeah.
I'm okay with that.
All right, Matt.
No skin off my cat, Kevin.
Your cat's a beautiful cat.
She looks like a million bucks, too. Juice and Thunder Liger's calling it a day. That's pretty – he's only 54. Is that crazy?
Not really. That's a good run, man. When did he start? In 70 at like maybe like 21? Or was he later?
I think it was like
that?
83. Maybe?
Listen, I'm a big Liger guy. The most heartbreaking night of my life is when I saw him without his mask on.
I'm with him. That 84, he debuted March 3rd. And then he went back to New Japan in 87. And then he debuted as Liger in 89.
He's in my New Japan Pro Wrestling 2 stable called Red Alert.
All right.
So he's one of the staples. He's always, when we do our 5-on-5 matches, he's usually number right in the meaty part of it to get me some pinfalls. So big Jushin Thunder Liger guy. And I'm happy that, like, listen, not many people can wrestle till 54 and still be as successful as they are.
And he got to do it all, man. That NXT in 2015, that was like a feather in his cap.
Was it for him?
I mean, he did everything else.
Yeah, no, I mean, he, without a doubt, one of arguably the greatest junior heavyweight of all time.
Fucking 40-year career. That's crazy, man. 11 times IWGP junior champion. He's also junior tag title.
Now that's
times.
A Hall of Famer.
Yes, absolutely. No debate.
Ever. If he goes in next year.
We high five.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually a good question. What? Other than, like, what, you had Antonio Inoki, did you have
Bruiser Brody?
I'm talking about, like,
just Japan.
Is Brody in?
Yeah, I think he is, right? Oh, shit.
I don't think he's in.
Let me look this up.
Oh. Unless it was recent. Unless he's maybe, like, a legacy win guy. And I could be way, way off.
Hold on.
Like, Muda's not in, is he?
No, he's not in.
You think that would be their go-to guy for them?
Well, after Inoki, Ricky Dozen.
I think they might. I think he might be in.
I think Ricky Doze was in too. Let's see.
Anoki's definitely in.
Yes.
I think Ricky Dozen is a legacy, might be a legacy guy. I don't know if Giant Baba's in, but he might be also in there somewhere too. But other than that, like if you want to go like 80s to today, Japanese guys.
Anoki went in 2010.
Yeah.
That's late. Wow. Abdullah's in. Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
But they weren't really putting in. 2010 is really, that's 9 years ago.
Yeah, that's crazy too.
So that's like when they first started, I guess, reaching out to people that didn't have the biggest WWE legacy and still started putting.
Oh, Fujinami.
Ah, Tatsumi Fujinami. Yeah, yeah.
Stan Hansen.
Listen, you got to think that at some point Muda and Liger are going to be one and two of the next Japanese guys that go in. To me.
Yeah, yeah, Ricky Dozen's a legacy.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt that the next Japanese
Hiro Matsuda was a legacy last year.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean,
it's got to be Muda before
Chono, Muda, Liger.
I just think for
Baba.
Who? Fala?
No. Baba.
Oh, Baba. Baba's not in?
No. Bruiser Brody. I mean, he was big in Japan.
I think you're going to get Liger in before all of them, but then and then Muda and then whoever. So, Matt.
Yes.
Picks.
It's time, Kevin.
This is the one I'm the most nervous about. Because I'm only up by you by two matches. And I watched a lot of Ring of Honor over the last 72 hours. So I'd like to think. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about the intro. Go.
All right. No, you're good.
It's time for picks.
It's time for the Shining Wizards pick of the week.
Picks of the week?
Picks of the pay-per-view.
Let me turn this down.
All right.
Real quick.
Yes.
A couple more news and notes before we close on picks. Shun Yamaguchi.
Oh, yeah. Wally Yamaguchi,
Wally,
right?
Wally Yamaguchi. WWE announcers. Yamaguchi. That was a mistake that I made. I thought they were the same person. They were, they are not. Choppy Choppy is TV.
That's right. Indeed.
Wally. And Stokely Hathaway and Robbie E.
Oh, they're all going to NXT, right?
They're on their way to WWE. I love Stokely Hathaway, and I think that's awesome for him. And obviously, Robbie E. has been a New Jersey guy for forever, so good for them. Anyway.
Anywho. You got that out of your system?
Drew Gallows, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson are intending on leaving WWE later. That's all right. We'll talk about that.
We don't have to get to that.
No.
Like I said.
Picks.
Picks time. Ready?
Oh, I'm in.
It's time for the Shining Wizards Wrestling Picks of the Week. This week, we're covering Ring of Honor's 17th anniversary show, which takes place this Friday night, Sam's Town, Las Vegas. The standings as they sit right now. Kevin is 22-8. Matt is 20-10. And Tony is 19-11. Let's run down the card real fast before we get into these picks. Jonathan Gresham takes on Silas Young. Lifeblood, Mark Haskins and Tracy Williams take on The Kingdom, TK O'Ryan and Vinny Marsaglia. Jeff Cobb defends the Ring of Honor TV title against Shane Taylor. Mayu Iwatani defends the Women of Honor title against Kelly Klein. Kenny King takes on Marty Scurll. Bandito takes on Roosh. The Briscoes defend the Ring of Honor tag team titles and the opportunity to challenge the Gorillas of Destiny at the G1 Supercard show against the Villain Enterprise. And Jay Lethal defends the Ring of Honor world title against Matt Taven. How upset? You said you've been watching Ring of Honor, right?
Yeah.
Were you as upset as I was when they smashed the title?
Not really.
The title was so. I like it on the purple
strap.
Yeah.
And hey, who knows, maybe after this Friday, maybe we'll see another one.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. So let's get, you want Tony's shitty picks first?
You know what? Let me go match by match.
For what?
For the picks.
All right, hold on. I got to write all this stuff down.
I don't want to hear all the picks and then be...
And then be swayed. You got to talk into the mic, Kev.
Sorry.
You can adjust that.
I know.
So you can, you know, like you're falling asleep over there.
I'm not falling asleep.
All right.
I am tired, but I'm not falling asleep.
Jonathan Gresham against Silas Young.
This is out of all of them, this is the one that I have the most trouble with.
Okay.
I'm going Silas.
All right, Kevin's going Silas. I like Mr. Gresham.
All right.
Who's and then here's life? Fucking this wizard's fucking...
He brings like a... He always brings like a weird story behind it, which is actually kind of entertaining.
Jonathan Gresham versus Silas Young. Silas, old. It's a shame he's not getting a win. Doesn't Josh announce for Impact? Mind you, we do a wrestling podcast. Tony doesn't know that Josh Matthews announces for Impact. He made up a person named Josh Gresham.
Yeah, but wasn't there... There was a Todd Gresham.
That was a WWE, yeah. Right? And I asked him if that was it, and he denied it.
No, there was a Todd Gresham in... maybe not the same pronunciation. All right, anyway.
So he says, doesn't Josh announce for Impact? Cool to see they're all working together, so Gresham wins.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Tony is an idiot. Tell a friend.
I love it. It's pretty funny, though.
Tracy Williams and Mark Haskins take on TK O'Ryan and Vinny Marcellia. Lifeblood against the Kingdom. I'll go first, Kevin. I like the Kingdom. I think they continue their shenanigans, and they steal a win here. No matter how good... how much good Lifeblood tries to do. I know Tennille will probably be ringside for this. Juice Robinson might be floating around.
I'm gonna agree with you. I'm gonna go Kingdom.
Alright. And then good old fucking Fat Fingers.
Just cause I mean how much the Lifeblood just won that big 5-on-5 tag match a couple weeks ago on Ring of Honor. How many times can they really win right away Your veterans like TK O'Ryan and Vinny Marcellia just put a little bump in the road for them. So again, sorry the mic.
Thank you.
Sorry. So yeah, I'll go with the Kingdom.
Alright, this is Tony's take. I like the White Zombie Twins. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Hot Sauce don't mix and they don't stand a chance in 1960. Yeah. Ow.
This is good.
What a fucking toolbox. Tony's a toolbox. Marty Scurll against Kenny King. Tony says, fuck Kenny King, says the great Jim Cornette. While I don't want to, I think Marty has this one.
I'm going Kenny King.
Really? You like Kenny King for the upset?
Yeah.
All right, I like Marty. I think Marty's cruising right into that G1 supercard show against...
I forgot about that.
The winner of the championship match.
I forgot about that. You know what? I forgot. I keep thinking that Marty Scurll is just on his way out at some point, so why have him win? But then I forgot that he's probably not out till after that. So, anyway, I'll stick with Kenny King.
Sure.
Why not?
You can change it.
Yeah, but then I'll look like a douche.
Nothing set in stone.
But yeah, then Marty.
All right, Marty. Look, don't fucking go out on a limb. This is a serious competition here. Don't be like fucking stupid Tony. Bandito versus Roosh.
I'm going to go with Bandito over Leo Roosh.
All right. I'm actually going to go Roosh. I don't know why. This is a toss-up. I really don't think you could go wrong with it either. Tony, always bringing the funny. I still wonder why Bandito isn't a referee anymore. Shame, because Hooven Sue's brother is going to win, going with Roosh. The Roosh is on fire.
I have to just say Bandito's just... There's too much. The crowd loves him way too much.
Let's do the Women of Honor World Championship. You know who I'm picking? Kelly Klein.
I was going to pick Kelly Klein before we even said that we would to her on the air. I think Kelly Klein is going
to
win.
All right. And then Dickhead had to say. What did he have to say? I'd love to see the luscious Kelly Klein win, but Mayo is going to win so Matt can use her to make grilled cheese. Have I told you lately what a slob you are? You slob. Mayo isn't butter fatty enough. Tony's a dick.
That's amazing.
Jeff Cobb against Shane Taylor for the World TV Championship.
Jeff Cobb.
Yeah, I like Jeff Cobb too. I just don't see... I think they're booking themselves into an interesting situation with Jeff Cobb if he continues to be undefeated.
Did Tony
Over.
I'm sorry. I thought you were just.
No, I was making conversation.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Overgrown Bad News Bears versus Hula Hula, the Pineapple Guy. No way the fat fucker gets up for a ghetto blaster. Hobbin on Cobbin for the winning. Yes, we do a pro wrestling podcast. We've been doing it for 7 Hobbin plus years. Hobbin on the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships. The winning tag team goes on to face the New Japan Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champions, the Gorillas of Destiny, at the G1 Supercard Show at MSG. Tony said, PCO is going to take his glass eye out and stick it up Mark's ass. And Aleister Black's twin is going to bring home the gold. The Briscoes got to go. New champs.
I disagree. I think the Briscoes are going to win.
I also disagree. I think the Briscoes win. Although I love Villain Enterprises.
I do as well.
And last but not least, the World Championship match. Jay Lethal defends his Ring of Honor Championship against the real world champion, Matt Taven. I'm going to say Jay Lethal.
I am also going to say Jay Lethal. I just don't think we're ready to do anything crazy yet before G1. So,
Jay had no right to fuck up the champ's belt. So the champ is going to do the next best thing. Spank that fake ass Ric Flair like Batista did to Ric Flair. Matt becomes the real champion for real, even though he is the real. He's going to be really real. Those are your Ring of Honor picks for Ring of Honor 17th Anniversary Show, taking place Friday night, Sam's Town Live, Las Vegas, 9 p.m. on the East Coast, available on Pay-Per-View, Honor Club, and the Fight TV app. We'll be watching it here. Tony will be ruining it for everyone, and we'll see what happens with these picks for next week. Kevin, we are rocking and rolling. I think we, I think it's time to go home.
Ha, huh, fuck. Yep, I forgot about going home.
We're
again.
Going home, people.
So you go first, then.
I will go first. At the New Japan Pro Wrestling 47th Anniversary Show that took place about a week ago, we had a title change as Sho and Yo, Roppongi 3K, defeated Shingo and Bushi to win the IWGP Junior Heavyweight titles. As I mentioned earlier, in the same match, same show, Jay White defeated the NEVER Openweight Champion Will Ospreay. If you are drifting away from New Japan Pro Wrestling because the Bucks, Kenny Omega, and Cody aren't there, I highly suggest that you go back. Product is great. They're creating new stars. And, I mean, that's all you can ask for in pro wrestling.
Yeah,
don't give up on New Japan Pro Wrestling. Continue to support and check them out. New Japan World is a great streaming service. I've never had any issues with it. So please go check that out. That was my going home.
That was your going home.
That was my going home.
My going home is going home to be something fantastic, which I believe we talked about maybe last week, but I'll follow up. Jeff Jarrett, officially on the creative team for WWE. Did we talk about that today?
Today we did not talk about that.
Did we talk about that last week?
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, I love Jeff Jarrett. I'm super happy for Jeff Jarrett. Listen, this was literally... I always forget about going home, and it's not even a gimmick. I honestly forget about going home every fucking week. Like, okay. literally every week I forget about it.
WrestleMania 36 will be in Tampa, so that's pretty exciting for you Tampa people. We are the
Tampon Shining people.
We are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Support us at ShiningWizards.com. Buy a t-shirt, ProWrestlingTees.com.
Yes.
/ShiningWizards, Patreon.com /WizardsPodcast. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Wizards Podcast. We are here, we are there, we are everywhere. Sign up for our Patreon for as little as $1 a month. Kevin, anything you want to let your people know before we go?
Madison Rain is no longer with Ring of Honor, by the way.
Oh, no. Where'd she go?
Impact. She is signed with Impact Wrestling. So that's actually kind of a big deal because I was watching Ring of Honor and the whole Women of Honor thing, she's no longer there.
Oh, interesting. I want to thank our guest tonight,
yep.
Kelly Klein, Real Kelly Klein on Twitter and Instagram. Shining Wizards Matt.
Shining Wizards Kevin.
And we'll be back next week on the road to WrestleMania.
Woo!
I'm going to die.
Oh, no, don't do that.
I think we had a successful first show in the new Studio B.
I like it.
I'll give you the tour now that the show's over.
Beautiful. First stop, bathroom.
Go ahead, I'm going to close this out. See you guys next week.